much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Open wide for Chunky.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
On a speaker box is saying, can I take your order, please? I said, yes, indeed, you certainly can. We'd like 2 hamburgers with onions and cheese. Then my wife says, baby, hold on, I've changed my mind. I think I'm gonna have a chicken sandwich instead this time. I said, you always get a cheeseburger. She says, that's not what I'm hungry for. I put my head in my hands and scream, I don't know who you are anymore.
Weird Al Yankovic!
Homer, Marge wrote me about what happened. And as soon as her check cleared, I was on the first reasonably priced flight here.
Did you ever get the parody songs I sent you?
Yes.
Which one was better? Living La Pizza Loca or Another One Bites the Crust?
They were pretty much the same, Homer.
Yeah, like you and Alan Sherman.
And now...
I'm happy to say that I don't even get that.
Our feature presentation.
I'm glad she's not the only one.
Morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31.
We have some phone lines open for you for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew if you want to get in on a Thursday morning at 1-800-520-1067. You give us a call, get on the air, talk about whatever you want to talk about, and we give you a prize, too.
So I'm watching the Victoria's Secret show.
Yeah.
It was on a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
I TiVo'd. I didn't get to it yet.
TiVo'd.
What are you laughing about that for?
I TiVo'd it too, Lisa, but I got to wait for my wife to leave the house before I watch it.
I TiVo everything that has any of those words in it, even just Victoria or Secret. So I TiVo what I'm watching. I'm thinking to myself, you know, Bean and Ralph have been arguing about what is the best Christmas special. You know, Bean loves the peanuts.
Oh, right.
And Ralph loves Rudolph.
Yeah.
Really, that is, for me, the Victoria's Secret model, the fashion show.
That's his Christmas
It's
to you.
Always at Christmas time.
Right.
And that, to me, says, all right, now we're at the holidays.
Well, and they have the angels. Right?
They have the angels.
I see your point.
So, to me, that's the best holiday show ever. And I'd like to see that continue. And the other thing about it is, it's not always exactly the same. You know, you can have different models sometimes. Yeah, they wear different clothes sometimes. What's that?
You could call.
Right?
Yeah.
Best Christmas show ever.
So like, if you were to compare 2005 and 2006, which year do you think was better? Because I thought 2006 was pretty good.
Did you?
I did.
Yeah, it's tough because there are moments when you go, whoa, this is better than last year.
Right, right.
But I don't know. I that's a tough call.
You might have to go back and watch it.
Yeah,
again.
Maybe I have to do that because I do have
some
them.
Research and get back to me, won't you?
I do have them archived.
I'm sure you do.
So I'll have to go watch that.
My crotch really, really loves it.
I wonder if they'll put those out on a box set.
Well, like
behind the scenes
idea.
Footage and things like that.
A box set.
Honestly, what a great Blu-ray.
I sort of have a boner.
What a great idea.
Like Kevin hasn't burned them
right,
all.
Right, but I shouldn't have to burn them.
You know what? You should burn them all for the boys. What a great Christmas present.
That's right.
Who were the special guests this year? They always have a host. And was it the Black Eyed Peas? Man, you can't get away from them. They're on every single show these days.
Yeah, they were at when I went to U2 at the Rose Bowl, they were there too.
It was only the Black Eyed Peas because Susan Boyle pulled out at the last second. She wasn't going to sing.
She was one.
She didn't
want
to sing and model.
Right.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of the Black Eyed Peas, and I'm sure Ralph will be covering the Grammy nominations for last night. You know, the last couple of years they've done this new thing where they've done a television special on CBS where they've had musical performances and they unveil the major categories for the Grammys. It used to just be, you know, like the Oscars and other award shows, a press conference at 5 a.m. at a hotel in Hollywood.
Right.
Well, now they do it as a primetime television special, which is a horrible show. And wait till you hear how horrible the nominations are.
Oh, I can't wait. There are always some that are just mind-boggling.
Not our
world,
mean, my friend.
Let me just say this. The Black Eyed Peas, who I think many of us can agree are a super crappy band. Album of the Year Grammy nomination.
Wow, really?
Did Michael Jackson get any nominations?
Oh.
Not that I saw.
Okay.
Good
but
question.
Then he only had one new song. Remember, he had to have a new song for Grammys.
Yeah.
So, and that, I don't know if that made the deadline or not, but I did not see, it's possible he did. I did not see it. Certainly not in any of the major categories.
The Black Eyed Peas have become not only, you know, one of the bigger music stars in the world, they might be some of the biggest stars, period, in the world. Taboo and Will.i.am walked into the Laker game on Sunday night,
mm-hmm.
or Monday night, I apologize. And the Jack Black was there, Will Ferrell was there, big major stars, Beckham and stuff. No one seemed to care. When those two walked in, it was like parting the Red Sea.
Wow.
Everybody got out of their seats, wanted to shake their hands, get autographs, security, the whole deal.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, there's a place for mindless dance music. I understand that. But it's not Album of the Year Grammy material. It's just not.
But neither is most of the stuff they nominate.
Right.
I mean, you know, the old dudes that are still putting out albums that suck. Yeah,
yeah,
whatever.
Most of that stuff we don't connect
to. Well, wait till you hear the list. I'm sure Ralph will cover it, but I think you're gonna be weeping right along with me.
I love it.
Fergie, you're a funkily bitch.
Okay, okay. Take it easy.
We're not even talking about her.
All right, time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize.
We're sorry. You missed first dial is 0 or 1.
What'd he do, nephew?
How about this? A copy of Death Warrior, presented by Tap Out on DVD. You can go to the locals only page of our website, krock.com. You can enter the ultimate band search and have your band featured in an upcoming MMA DVD. So there you go. All the details online. And that's your prize for being on the air this morning for Kevin Bean's What'd It Do, Nephew.
All right. Let's start with Omar. Hey, Omar.
Hey, what'd it do? What'd it do, baby boo?
What'd it do?
What's going on?
I'm calling in just to see if maybe Miss Cleo should join Miss Double December one time.
Oh, should Miss Cleo just be Miss Double December? Because we do have our own Miss Double D here.
We certainly do.
Yeah. Well, I think, first of all, she works for us, so she probably wouldn't be eligible. I think that people would be upset if we need somebody who works for us.
But we could change the rules, you know, if we needed to.
Second of all,
you're jumping up and down out there.
Yeah.
Second of all, she wouldn't do any of the fun stuff that most Double Ds are willing to do.
Yeah.
And third of all, I don't know if you know this or not, but it is in the contract that Miss Double D has to sleep with Dave the King of Mexico.
Ooh.
So that we might have a problem there as well.
Yeah.
That's a little sacrifice right there.
Yeah.
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 Good point.
But it's a good point. Good thinking. I like the way you think. And it is nice having our own pair of Double Ds around the office every day. I'm not complaining about that. Believe me.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the call, Omar. Speaking of that, let's go to Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hey, what it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Well, I know it's kind of last minute, but let's pull the band together. Let's get Melfon out to the Miss Double December practice tomorrow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow.
You know, Melfon needs a little more heads up than that, don't you think?
Well, the problem is, Mike,
you can make it happen,
it's
right?
Not that Melfon needs the advance notice. It's security.
Yes, well, that's exactly
that, right.
You know, I mean, that's really too... Why don't we just bring you two?
Mm.
You know, I mean, it's a little too small of an event, I think.
Well, you got security already, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's not enough outdoor space in Fullerton to keep the crowds in that would want to see Melfon. That'd be the problem. It'd be like, you know, you see those videos of the Muslims going to Mecca for that the Hajj or whatever it's called?
Just like that.
That's what it would be like.
Yeah. Hey, what about this one? Last thing. Is just me or does Billy Corgan sound like Adam Carolla on Helium?
Billy Corgan, Adam Carolla, Helium. I'm going to go with yes. But I'm not sure what took you down that road of thinking.
I hear Billy Corgan on the radio all the time, and then I hear Adam Carolla doing his Friday rant.
All right. Okay.
All I think of is just suck a balloon down, and he would sound just like Billy Corgan.
All right.
All right. Well, next time Adam comes in, we'll bring him some helium, and we'll test that theory out. How about that?
I like it. Thank you for the call. And let's go to Kelsey. Hey, Kelsey.
Hey, what'd it do, nephew?
What'd it
do, Callie?
What'd it do?
My dad tried to hit me with a car yesterday.
Your dad tried to hit you with a car?
Yeah, I was in my car, and then he tried to hit me twice.
Now, when you say tried, you mean he accidentally?
No, he purposely tried to.
Why?
He was mad at me, and he's a jerk.
Whoa. He was mad at you, so he wanted to hit you with his car?
Yeah, I don't know. He's very temperamental like that. So
what happened?
Did you call the police?
Yeah, I did.
Good.
Yeah, but there's nothing they can do. But I guess I'm going to get a restraint order. So next time he comes around, then I'll call the police.
There's nothing that they can do until he hits you, right?
Yeah.
That's a bizarre law, but I guess it sort of makes sense.
Yeah. It's hard to arrest people for intent.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't think we want to ask what you did to get him so ticked off that he would try to hit you with the car, but clearly that's not good thinking right there. That's just,
no.
You're hurting yourself when you hit somebody else with your car. You go, you do what Tiger's wife did. You go after the other person's car with a golf club. You don't injure your own car.
Nope.
That's happy holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no kidding.
All
right. Yep. Good story.
What? One less gift you got to buy.
Yeah, exactly.
One less gift. Wow, that's wow. What a bummer.
Yeah.
Good times, right?
Thanks for the call. I saw that up there. My dad tried to run me over yesterday, and of course, I thought, well, it was an accident. He was backing up.
Really.
He didn't see her twice, not just once. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Hey, everyone. Kevin's going to give us his take on the situation. Let's listen up.
You know what sexting is? Texting sexy messages?
Yeah. Or sending photos.
Old people are doing it now.
You know, no matter what you do, eventually old people start doing it. What is that?
Some of them super old people are now sexting.
They get on Facebook and then they sex.
Yep.
I love how I love when topics like this come up because Kevin is so disgusted. Like, I don't know what the age is at which Kevin believes that people ought to just lay down and die. But time after time, there's a story comes out there where Kevin goes, well, old people aren't allowed to do that.
Well, there is an age, and it's not young like you always make fun of me. I mean, do you want to picture 70, 80-year-old people having sex?
No, but I'm glad that they are.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's
in the privacy.
Right.
It has nothing to do with me, though.
Well,
let them do it and enjoy it.
No.
I don't want to see it, but, I mean, it's fine that they do it, right?
You hope to do it?
Yes.
At that time?
Well, I'll have offed myself by then because I'm not gonna let myself get that old.
Oh,
you know
okay.
what I mean? So,
but just imagine, Kevin, if you're 70 and some young punk says, "I don't think you should be having sexy thoughts or texting your girlfriend because you're too old for me."
Right, and they will. And that's all right with me, but I'm just saying it's not disturbing to you a little bit.
They might be sending photos, about that.
You want a picture Chief sending photos?
I don't want to picture
it
at all.
Is
I want
my
it to,
junk when I think of you.
I'm just saying, I want it to be well hidden away.
Here's what I've got for you, baby.
But I'm fine if they do it.
Also on today's show, we're going to do the movie beat. Because there are some big movies that come out this week. And tomorrow we're going to be a little bit busy with the Miss Double D pageant.
Okay.
So we'll catch up on what movies are opening this weekend.
All right.
Speaking of movies, we have Jason Schwartzman in the studio.
Yeah!
He, of course, is one of the voices in the fantastic Mr. Fox, which is getting great reviews from pretty much everybody. So we're going to talk to him. Very excited about that. We have some more Miss Double December contestants coming in.
Okay.
Movies!
And that's all good. And we also have tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 that you can earn this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. A quick break and back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
All right, it's Thursday. Ralph joins us for a first look at the Showbiz Beat for a new day. What's going on, Ralph?
Tiger Woods did something. I don't know. People are talking about it. I'm not following the story, but apparently something happened with Tiger Woods.
He won another tournament?
He was killed in a car accident or something. That's what?
Yeah. Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Of course, you can't avoid the story anywhere, and now people are taking advantage, which I think is very funny. AshleyMadison.com. Familiar with those people?
Of course.
Sure.
Fine sponsor of the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, yes.
They were for a
Got
bit.
A lot of love for them.
AshleyMadison.com is a website for people who secretly want to cheat on their spouses. So married dudes and dudettes will go on the website and find other people in similar situations, and they will, create a little something on the side.
Sure.
AshleyMadison.com has stepped forward, and they're offering Tiger Woods $5 million if he will endorse their product. See what they did?
See?
That's genius.
Very smart.
Let's face it, AshleyMadison.com doesn't really have $5 million to give him to endorse their product, but he'll never accept, so they get their name in the news just by making the offer.
Pretty smart.
They should offer him $10 gajillion.
That's true.
What they should have offered him.
And he should have used their service instead of some slutty waitress in San Diego who is going to then go to the tabloids and sell her story.
He should have been banging a married broad who would have every reason also to keep her mouth shut just like he did.
Right.
But no, not Tiger Woods.
Nope.
Speaking of which, Vivid Entertainment is also getting into the act. They are offering $1 million to any woman who has proof that she was one of Tiger's girlfriends, and we'll sign a contract to the studio. So if you're if you're a waitress that was banging Tiger Woods, and you've got some voicemail messages or you've got some texts that you'd like to share with Vivid, and you want to get into the adult entertainment industry, you can make a quick $1 million.
He does pick pretty hot chicks.
He does?
Turns out.
Well, look, you're not going to bang ugly chicks, are you?
Nope.
Are you?
I wouldn't.
Come on.
If I'm Tiger, no. Yeah, if I'm Tiger, no. I mean, I thought that was, The answer was obvious.
Just
on that
looking
one.
For a little action, all right. Man. Just looking to keep things lively.
Just want to make sure I'm paying attention.
That's
still.
Right.
All right.
Speaking Kevin's of not porn. Sure who this Tiger Woods is that you speak of. Could you refresh his memory with a photo?
Was this in the news?
Speaking of porn, the university. What? The University of Montreal.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. It's Montreal, Psycho Mike.
No, don't even. Yeah. Do not even.
I called them once. I remember going
nope,
on the phone
that
to Montreal.
You.
I dialed up, and I was trying to get Montreal on the phone. I remember this
right?
distinctly.
And hey, what happened?
Some guy answered. It wasn't
No, him. Not Montreal. This is Monty Hall.
It was Monty
oh,
Hall.
Host misunderstanding.
Of the old Let's Make a Deal game show.
I don't know how that came about, but that really was Monty Hall. And I don't know why we would think of that, why it would be funny.
Because that's what passed for humor back in the Kevin and Bean Show days.
I'm standing by it.
But I, sure of are. Course you are. But and I also like the fact that he would do something so inane for our show.
No, not Montreal. This is Monty Hall.
Anyway, the University of Montreal was doing a study, and they were trying to conduct a study comparing the views of men in their 20s who had regularly watched pornography and men in their 20s who had never been exposed to pornography to see what their views about women and sexuality was. Here's where they ran into the problem. They couldn't find a single man in his 20s who hadn't seen porn. Apparently, according to the study, the University of Montreal, 100% of all men in their 20s has seen some porn.
Oh, wow.
Spectacular.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
With the, you know, with the advent of the internet sure. being so prevalent in people's lives, there's no way to avoid it anymore. Here's what
it
they found out.
Natural!
Here's what they found out. On average, most men in their 20s were first exposed to pornography when they were 10 years old.
Yeah!
10? Daddy's yeah. Playboy.
Or
used to be.
Oh, good band name.
Or, you know, two girls, one fire hydrant on the internet. See, that's the thing. It used to be. Now, let's not date ourselves. I mean, we're not that much older than the average 20-year-old.
Right.
But there was a generational gap where at 10 years old, we were looking at Playboy.
Right.
Today's 10-year-olds are being exposed to much stronger stuff. It's like having a beer in the park when you were 15 versus having an entire bottle of Jack Daniels in the park when you're 15.
It was an immediate kind of deal, too, with the internet, because I grew up with, you know, Victoria's Secret catalog and Playboy. That's all I could get my hands on.
No, there was a definite switch was thrown.
It's like kids nowadays in Little League, they're all swinging for the fences. They all have really big holes in their swing because they watch too much SportsCenter and all they see is home runs and highlights. They don't concentrate on just hitting the ball back up the middle. And I think it's the same thing. It's like tormenting children sexually because all they're exposed to is, like Ralph said, two girls, one fire hydrant.
Right.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, that's
write
a good
that
one. Yeah, you got to check that out.
All right.
My reaction was shock and fury.
Yeah, bad
that's
news.
That's real talk right there, man.
Bad news for the porn industry. 90% of all consumption of porn by men in their 20s was on the internet. So no one's buying DVDs anymore.
Ah, that would be difficult.
Single men watch porn for an average of 40 minutes at a shot.
Wow.
When they watch
each
what?
Time?
Yes.
Really?
40
That's
minutes.
36 minutes too long.
And an average of three times a week.
Wow.
Men in relationships, single men in relationships with women, watch porn 1.7 times a week for around 20 minutes. They need it less, apparently, according to this study.
Need it less or can get away with it less.
That's right.
One of the two.
Could be.
What, I don't know if they covered this in the survey, anything on women and porn? In their...
Who cares? That's what
okay.
they found out.
They didn't find
that
out.
Said, who cares? It says right there in the study. Women, who cares?
I don't think so.
That's what it says.
All right.
Roman Polanski, say a prayer for him this weekend if you get a chance, will you? The guy's got it. It's got it rough. The rapist is leaving jail tomorrow and will be confined to his Alpine Swiss chalet this week.
Guilty.
That's rough.
So try to have a good thought for a guy who has to be now confined to a multi-million-dollar Swiss chalet in the Alps.
Wow.
That's where he's going to be spending the remainder of his jail time.
So. Yeah, I'd rather die.
Try to have some space in your heart for that. I would like to go over the Grammy Award nominations.
Okay.
But no one cares.
I think people care.
All right. I'll hit you the big ones. All right. Record of the Year. Beyonce with Halo. I Got a Feeling, the Black Eyed Peas. Kings of Leon, You Somebody. Lady Gaga, Poker Face. And You Belong With Me, Taylor Swift. That's for Record of the Year.
All right.
Album of the Year. No one we really care about.
Okay.
Best New Artist, Silver Sun Pickups.
Oh.
Nice.
Nominated.
Delighted for
nice.
Them.
MGMT, also nominated. The Ting Tings.
Love.
Carrie Hilson. And Zach Brown Band. I remember when they were the Beaver Brown Band. They were better.
Different.
Zach took over.
Zach
different
and Beaver.
I think they were brothers. They were brothers, and they argued, and then Beaver left, and then Zach took over.
Different but,
Beaver
group
Brown,
altogether.
He was
not
the,
related.
The thrust behind that band, in my opinion.
Beaver's doing a solo thing.
Is
now,
he really?
Though.
Is
oh,
he off
yeah.
on his own?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real good.
It's called Shaved Beaver, isn't it?
What happened?
What happened indeed. Best solo rock performance. This is where Kevin just spins out. This is where he just loses his mind.
Because most of the time it's not rock.
It's best solo rock vocal performance. Kevin,
right.
Here you go. Here are your nominees. Neil Young.
Oh.
Bob Dylan.
Oh, are you kidding me?
John Fogerty. Bruce Springsteen and Prince. There you go. Best hard rock performance. AC/DC, Alice in Chains, Linkin Park, Metallica, and Nickelback. That's an eclectic group right there. That fivesome.
Nickelback.
Best rock song, Pearl Jam, The Fixer, U2, I'll Go Crazy If I Don't Go Crazy Tonight, Green Day, 21 Guns, Kings of Leon, Use Somebody, and Bruce Springsteen, Working on a Dream. And best alternative music album, David Byrne and Brian Eno. I didn't even know those guys had an album out together.
Yeah, first one in like 17 years or something like that came this year.
Everything That Happens Will Happen Today. Death Cab for Cuties, The Open Door, Depeche Mode, Sounds of the Universe, Phoenix, Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix, and the It's Blitz. So there's some of your highlights of your Grammy nominations that were released.
When are those?
Last night.
February or?
The Grammy
January
Awards.
31st.
January 31st.
January 31st. What are you asking me for? Ask the computer. That computer lives on that island.
That computer knows everything.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Amanda Seyfried. Siegfried. Siegfried.
Yeah.
Roy. Anyway, that hot chick
she's the one
Megan kissed, Fox movie.
Kissed Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Jennifer's Body.
Jennifer's Body. She was in Mamma Mia
Big Love.
As well. Big Love. 24 years old today. Anna Chomsky, who was a kid actor. She was in My Girl. Remember that movie, My Girl? She's 29 years old now.
Wow.
Holly Marie Combs from Charmed. You know, I was one of the co-stars of Charmed for several episodes.
Co-stars, would you say?
I co-starred with Holly Marie Combs.
Would you say co-star?
And the other
the
one.
Dude? The girl?
The other
two girls? People?
The other two girls were in that?
Rose McGowan was one, right?
I think Rose McGowan took over for Shannon Doherty.
Oh, Shannon Doherty.
And Alyssa Milano. I was back in with the original cast.
Oh,
I
see. Yeah.
You were a radio DJ voice, right?
No. I played the DJ at the club, at the P3.
Yeah.
The nightclub that the girls owned in concert. That was probably my most famous line. If you're a Charmed fan, you probably remember me saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for... the Cranberries." That was one of my big roles. My other one was, "Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Dishwalla."
Yes.
You may remember
right.
me from that.
Everyone remembers that one.
I can't walk down the street without Charmed fans stopping me and asking me to repeat my famous line. Brendan Fraser is 41 years old today. Julianne Moore is 49. Daryl Hannah, also 49. And singer Ozzy Osbourne. I wonder who would be ass enough to get Ozzy Osbourne to autograph them and then get tattooed with that signature.
I don't know anyone.
Do you know anybody like that?
Not anyone that stupid.
No. He's 61 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
All right, let's talk about Sylvester Stallone. I don't know if you saw this story. He did a movie that was called Cobra.
Mm-hmm. Right, Cobra, yeah.
And there's a car from it, a 1950 Mercury. Which apparently he owned and was in a storage garage until 1994. Then it got stolen.
Oh.
Now it turned up in the hands of a collector, of a guy who provides vehicles for movies.
Really?
Oh, I see.
So Stallone said, "Hey, how about giving me my car back?" And the guy says, "Hey, how about paying me $250,000?
That's stolen property.
Yeah, if it was stolen, why should he have to pay for it?
I don't know. So he's suing him. He's taking him to court.
Good.
And we figured the best way to do this was to try and get a hold of Sylvester himself.
Sure.
Okay.
So, Sylvester Stallone?
Hey, good morning, Kevin Bean. How are you?
We're very good. How are you today?
I'm not so good.
Not
you
great.
Know?
Yeah.
I'm a little upset about the whole situation.
Yeah, I can understand why, of course. So the car was stolen in 1994. Did you look for it at that time, file a police report, and the whole deal just it never turned up again until recently?
Of course, it's a one-of-a-kind car, so I was looking for it. But, never saw it again, and then this guy's trying to sell it.
Yeah.
I don't think that's too mentally regular.
Now, Now, when you went to him and said, "That's my car, I want it back," was he at all, did he care at all, or did he just say, "No, pay me"?
No, he said, this is my car now. It's my car. If you want it, you got to pay for it.
Right.
And it's like, no, it's a stolen car. It's my car, and you stole it. You drew first blood! You drew first blood! Give me the car back!
Whoa! I don't know that you don't need to be shooting people over it, though, Sly.
And he said, no. So I was like, well, let's work something out. You know, maybe you give me the car, and I give you a lot of bullets!
Okay, I know that's how you settled problems in the jungle in the Rambo movies, but that's not how it works in 21st century America, Sly.
Well, I say, you know, you can live for nothing.
Right.
Or die for something.
I've heard
right.
that.
That was, slogans.
And I want to die for something.
You want to die?
No.
Oh, you don't want to die.
But I want my car back.
I see.
Right.
And if I have to... If, you know, if I have to go into war to get it, then, you know, if you don't have weapons,
right,
you ain't helping nobody.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, that's true. Do you know if he has weapons?
I don't know if he has weapons or not. I don't care if he has weapons or not, because you want me to fight? You want me to fight the big fight?
No.
I'll fight the big fight.
No,
I'm just going. Legs are going. Eyes are going. You want me to fight? Creed caved my face in. You want that? I don't need a manager, Mick. I got a manager.
What's happening?
Me. I'm my manager.
What's happening right now?
What?
I think you're confusing some of your popular movie roles, like the Rambo and the Rocky, with your real life, Sylvester.
Listen, crime is a disease. I'm the cure.
Right, that was the slogan for Cobra.
Cobra.
Yeah.
And it's, I want my car back.
Right. Okay.
I want my car back!
Yeah. I think the
you
dude should just...
first car!
Dude should just give him his car back, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you want to make this guy mad?
No.
No. No, you don't, because he's crazy.
So let's
all right. All right, that... what's going on?
Sylvester?
Sly! Hey! What's up?
Sylvester! Doesn't look like this is going to court.
All of this with no return fire, by the way.
Not a very good shot. Hey, Sylvester, are you there?
Yo, Adrian, I did it.
If you would like to win tickets for night number 2 of K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009, you'd listen for a song down by 311.
You can just say it's not a secret, Kevin. You're allowed to say it. You don't have to cough it.
Down by
311 is the song you're listening for. Yes, that's fine. You can say that.
Between 8 and 9. Sorry, I got a little something in my throat. It's the world-famous K-Rock, and it is 6:36.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. I work with a retard. All right. Here's the deal. I mentioned we're going to be live in Fullerton tomorrow. The Slide Bar is at 122 East Commonwealth Avenue in downtown Fullerton. And you can go to myspace.com/theslidebar for everything you need to know about that awesome club. We're so happy, by the way, that they invited us back because they were fantastic, magnificent hosts last year. And we are delighted to bring the Miss Double December pageant this time for the 2010 crowning to their place tomorrow.
And by the way, if you can't show up because of work or you're not in the area, whatever, you can watch it.
Yes.
Go to kevinandme.com. You can watch the whole thing. So that might be a good thing to do while you're supposed to be working.
You might
absolutely
be.
Now, I don't know whose idea it was originally. I know it wasn't us because we don't think this way. But somebody at some point along the way in the planning of the Miss Double December pageant one year said, hey, why don't we turn this into a positive for other less fortunate people than you and your big boob friends? And that's why we started the Toys for Tatas, because Toys for Tots is one of the most successful programs in the world run by the U.S. Marine Corps. And we welcome Gunnery Sergeant Francisco. I'm not going to get this right, but I'll try. Ulloa. To the Kevin and Bean Show. Is that close?
Yes. Yeah, well, pretty close.
Close enough, right?
Now, what do we call you? Do we call you Gunnery? Do we call you Gunnery Sergeant? What do you prefer?
Well, it's Gunnery Sergeant. I mean, I guess you could use Gunny.
Gunny.
I like
a term of affection amongst Marines.
All right, Gunny. I like it.
Now, forgive my ignorance. I'm not in the Marines, but a Gunnery Sergeant, does that mean you have something to do with weaponry?
Not necessarily. It's just it's a higher rank where you've demonstrated proficiency within your field. So I mean, it's just a higher rank.
So you're above regular sergeant.
Right. Definitely. Uh huh.
You spit on them. You spit on regular sergeants. You could.
At times, I could.
You could. Okay.
I wouldn't do
now,
it.
Now, have you been to our Miss Double December pageant in the past?
I was there last year with you all.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And Kevin pointed out that every year it seems like more men in uniform find it necessary to be at the event. Would you say that that's true?
Well, I mean, you know, it's a tough call, but I've noticed that more Marines keep showing up to those things.
And by the way, that's fine with everyone that works here, I'll tell you that.
Sure.
All the women are like, ask them to bring a few extras.
All right, so tell us about Toys for Tots. Everybody has heard the name, but I don't think people recognize how much good you do every year and what the scope of it is. Tell us about the charity.
Okay, well, I mean, it's a nonprofit organization that was started in 1947, and essentially it started, there was a Marine's wife who made a handcrafted doll, and she wanted to give it away to an organization that would give toys to the needy. She asked her husband, like, hey, you need to go out and find me an organization to give this to. He couldn't find one, so that's essentially how Toys for Tots was started.
I didn't know that. I thought that the Marines picked Toys for Tots because it was a great charity, but I didn't realize it had started from the Marines.
No, that's actually how it started.
How
it was actually
that?
A Marine's wife who made the first toy, and you know, her husband went out looking for one, couldn't find an organization, so they pretty much started like that. The following year, the Marine Corps adopted it as its official nonprofit organization.
Sure. And do you guys do this around the world every year?
We do it throughout the country. It's something that grows every year. Obviously, even just with us, with dealing with you all last year, we collected hundreds of toys the year prior, and that was a lot more than the year prior. So we're really looking forward to this year, hoping that a lot of people will show up with a new.
Yeah, that's all we're asking. There's no tickets for the show tomorrow, but if you show up, do bring a new unwrapped toy.
Right.
Why does it have to be unwrapped? So they know what it is or what age or whatever?
Essentially, we just want to make sure that we want to check the toys, make sure it's something safe. You know, it's a good thing. I know some of the people showed up, and, you know, good-hearted people showed up last year with toys, play toys. So I just kind of want to throw it out there. Play toys for children, please.
Okay.
I guess they were excited about the Ms. Double December. Yeah.
So they need to be for kids.
Right, for kids.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, there was one year that it was raining cats and dogs down there.
I remember that.
From
Ms. Double
D7, a couple years or three.
Yes.
And some of the people who came down there who couldn't get in still dropped off the toy.
Yeah, that was really nice.
And I thought
it was
that
amazing.
Was really amazing.
Yeah.
And my wife and I run a foundation, and one of the things I'm proud of is the amount of money that actually goes to the charity. And this Toys for Tots, I read here that it's 97% of the money goes to, and only 3% goes to overhead and you know, working and stuff like that. And that's way high.
And Gunnery Sergeant, didn't you guys?
Gunny.
I just heard this morning that there was an organization that had like 1,000 toys stolen, and you guys are going to deliver 1,000 toys for them?
That's right. And you know, unfortunately, that's something that happens every year. But like, for example, this year we're dealing with about 300 different organizations, like churches, shelters, missions, you know, homes for battered women.
Mm-hmm.
And all these different organizations will go to them and deliver toys. And pretty much anytime somebody needs some toys or an organization like that needs toys, we'll take care of them. It's not, you know, the 97%, the reason for that is just because the number of employees is so minimal. It's an all-volunteer force.
That is amazing.
It is, and it's something not to be taken lightly, because a lot of charities, man, they have a lot of overhead. And, you know, you might give them $1.50 of it goes to overhead, so you don't really know. But this is one of those that actually gets it right into the hands of the people, which is really worth doing.
That's right. And on top of that, like just as an example, this Friday, the day of the actual Ms. Double December, that same day, our unit is actually returning from Afghanistan, and some of these folks have already been emailing, like, hey, listen, do you have any opportunities where I can volunteer to help out with some of these fundraising things?
No kidding.
Right. So these
wow.
guys, they've been gone away from their families for about 6-7 months, and they're coming back and you know, they want to take some time away from their families still to help out with Toys for Tots.
All right, Marines are better than we are. We get it, all right? We get it.
But I'd like to suggest, if they've been at war for 7 months and they haven't necessarily been around a lot of hot chicks, maybe Miss Double December, you know, I'm just saying, maybe that's not a great idea.
But,
you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know the Marines will be standing there at attention.
All right.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Certainly will.
With the rest of us.
There is a danger that weapon will fire, I'll tell you that. All right. Toys for Tots, a fantastic organization that we are proud to partner with every year for this event. You can go to their website, toysfortots.org, and you can definitely join us and the Gunnery Sergeant and the other Marines down there at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. That's going to be tomorrow. All the details are on our website, kevinandbean.com or krock.com. And it's 18 and up, by the way. As Kevin mentioned, there's no ticket. Doesn't cost you anything to get in. But please, a new unwrapped toy. Think of the children. And Gunnery Sergeant, you're awesome. We always enjoy talking to you every year. We'll look forward to seeing you down there live in person tomorrow. All right, dude?
Great. Thanks a lot, fellas. Semper Fi.
Thank you, man.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Actor Jason Schwartzman from the Fantastic Mr. Fox joins us later on today. Plus, we'll meet another contestant for Miss Double December 2010 in about 50 minutes. Ralph, did you see Alice in the other room? She brought a keg.
What?
Keg? That's how she rolls. She came in with a keg.
Nice.
Kegerator?
What? So do we even bother having the pageant tomorrow, or is it not even necessary?
What possible use would we have for a keg?
You know? Hot chicks with big boobs and beer.
That's a rough combo to beat.
It is.
Let's see if she brought hot wigs, too, before we give her the crown. All right, time for the showbiz beat. Now here's Ralph.
Before I get to the new showbiz news, I'm going to clear up some old business. Yesterday we were talking about the top 10 most searched items on the internet for 2009.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we had a heated debate about wrestling, about the WWE.
Right.
How inexplicably it was like third out of the top 10 things who had been most searched mm-hmm. on the internet search engines over the past year.
Surprising that it was that popular.
Surprising. Listener Andy Smith, she sent an email, which is an interesting idea
okay.
that she is proposing. She's saying that WWE is in the top searches because people try to put in websites with www and the e is next to the w, and she thinks it's a lot of typos.
I wonder. Wow.
Because if you put in wwe dot and then some lame website, wwe being the first three letters, it will automatically kick you up to some wrestling information. So but Andy, she thinks it's just typos that's causing
an interesting
it to
idea.
Drive right up. So it's an interesting, you know,
but
not sure how accurate it is.
I'll also tell you this, that show, that TV show on cable is still huge.
That's true.
Just monster numbers.
But so is 1,000 Ways to Die, and that's not number three on the search engines.
Yeah, that's true.
So, anyway, just something to think about.
All right, also, you got to be cool and eat fruit.
Yeah, okay, Hulkster. Also, for our Southern California listeners, I want to mention that on the 16th of December, Wednesday night, the 16th of December, I will be guest hosting along with Adam Carolla for the Adam Carolla podcast that we're doing live at the Improv in Irvine, California.
Oh, no kidding. You're on stage.
On stage. We're doing it in front of a live audience. If you'd like to get tickets, you can
cool.
go to adamcarolla.com or improv.com and buy your tickets there. But it's going to be me and Matt Money Smith and Petrus Papadakis is going to be there. And Dr. Drew's going to be stopping by and the Dan Band. It's going to be quite the show.
How
so
about
you might
want
to come by and check it out.
Sounds cool.
All right. On to the new business. Tiger Woods' girlfriends. Remember Rachel Uchitel?
Hey! Uchitel, right?
Uchitel?
Yeah.
Which one was she?
She was the first one. She was the one who ever said, oh, that girl's kind of hot. And then she said, no, I didn't have a sexual relationship with Tiger Woods.
Came out, denied it vehemently.
Not me.
Right.
I know
just
the
a
dude.
Coincidence that she was in the same hotel as him in Australia when he was down there for a tournament.
I know the man. We're socially, you know, we've interacted socially, but we're not lovers.
Didn't she lawyer up immediately, too, to say, hey,
Lori
this Allred is not true?
Got her as her lawyer. And then the other girl, Jamie Grubbs, came forward to Us Weekly
right.
and said she did have sex with Tiger. And that's what started this whole thing.
Right.
Well, it turns out that Rachel lied.
Oh, the first one?
Yeah.
That denied it?
Yes.
Was also having sex
yeah,
with
she
him.
Is saying now that she had an affair for with Tiger as well.
Wow. When it rains, it pours.
And that she lied for Tiger. That's why she said that she wasn't having an affair with Tiger. She was trying to protect him and his marriage. And it turns out it was the text messages between Tiger and Rachel that caused the argument with Tiger and Elin, his wife, that immediately preceded Tiger's SUV crash. So that was the situation.
Why do you suppose she's now coming out with the real story? Too many other people are contradicting her claim that they didn't have an affair?
Yeah, apparently she's getting popped and busted in a couple of the lies she made regarding this story, so she's coming clean. She says, actually sources say, that Tiger and Rachel were texting each other less than an hour before the accident. Elin confronted Tiger, asked him who he was texting. She grabbed the phone. We're told she called Rachel to confront her. Tiger and Elin began arguing. The phone broke in the process. This is all on TMZ.com, by the way. You can check that out. So, apparently, Gloria Allred, Rachel's lawyer, will hold a press conference today.
Ah.
So we'll find out more, I'm sure.
Ralph, I know this is an ever-developing story, but did you hear anything yesterday about Tiger giving his wife a huge amount of cash in her own name as a kind of a ploy to get her to stay with him?
No, I did not hear that.
Okay.
Did you read the statements by the Swedish golfer that Elin worked as an au pair before
no.
Tiger and Elin hooked up?
No.
He's spectacular. He's the best.
Why? What was he saying?
I wish I had him in front of me, but to paraphrase, he was saying, I feel bad because we were the ones who introduced Tiger to Elin, so we feel partially responsible.
I hope next time she'll use a wood instead of a wedge.
Oh, boy.
He was just pretty much coming down on Tiger. So
maybe he's jealous because he had the same deal go with her.
Maybe. You know, those au pairs. I'd like to see her au pair. You know what I'm saying?
What happened?
What happened indeed? ABC sure knows how to hold a grudge.
Why?
Remember Adam Lambert kissed that dude on that show?
Yeah. And he liked it.
It was American Music Awards?
Oh, yeah. American Music Awards,
just put it in the file without a saying.
Just anything being said, just automatically just put it in the file. He kissed that dude on stage. Remember, he grabbed his crotch and everyone got all higgledy-piggledy about the whole thing?
What'd they get?
Higgledy-piggledy.
Huh. Never heard of that.
So ABC bounced him from Good Morning America. Remember, he was supposed to perform live on that show. So he went over to the CBS show, I think it was. He did their morning show.
Right.
Well, he was supposed to do Jimmy Kimmel Live show. He was supposed to perform in their outdoor stage on December the 17th. ABC has canceled that appearance.
Really?
Mr. Adam Lambert.
Serious.
He was supposed to perform on ABC's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Dick Clark.
Who?
Dick Clark. And ABC has canceled his appearance on that show as well.
That's is what everybody's been waiting for.
Not going to happen, Dick.
That's incredible, Ralph.
He wasn't scheduled to appear on That's Incredible because that show was canceled many years ago.
Dear God, file.
They came to party and they weren't disappointed.
So he's been banned, in essence, from ABC from ever appearing on their network.
Beyond
what did the guy do? He didn't kill somebody. Just kissed a dude.
That couldn't be any pettier, could it?
It really isn't.
Do you think that has to
Tom Petty, by the way, has nothing to do with
this. Oh, man, I am going to punch you right in the face. Do you think that has anything to do with Janet Jackson and that whole thing where they just don't want
nudity.
To...
this is nudity.
I know.
Yeah. There's no FCC problem with this.
There's nothing that happened that he did that crossed any FCC regulation.
I'm not saying that's valid. I'm saying, do you think maybe that's where the fear's coming
there
from?
There was a homophobic backlash when it happened where ABC got a lot of complaints, admittedly.
Huh.
But you don't just kowtow and just buckle to whatever special interest group complains about what you do.
Since when?
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. That's exactly what
you do. Of course you do that.
And by the way, by a lot of complaints, I think we heard the number was 1,500 complaints out of a program that was watched by 15 million.
Right.
I say, you know, forget it. Write those people off. Oh, well, thank you for calling.
So...
And by the way, from our experience, 50% of those are a form letter sent out by one group.
Yeah,
right.
It's one dude with 1,500 copies of the same letter. I just...
It's depressing.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
It's a shame, actually, more for ABC than it is for Adam Lambert, because all this press is doing nothing but selling CDs for him. So, good for him. He's got some controversy surrounding his career right now.
That's real talk right there, man.
Makes him a little more, news-friendly. But
sure.
Just puts ABC in a bad light. And I'm sure Jimmy must feel bad.
Yeah,
I'm sure he can't talk about it, but I guarantee
like he would
you,
want to cancel
it was not his decision. ABC came and said, you're not going to be able to have the guy on the show. And it's a shame all the way around for those folks. And lastly, Joe Simpson, the manager slash father, in that order.
Slash boob admirer.
Of Ashley and Jessica Simpson, tells Us Weekly magazine that his family's under a lot of pressure.
Why?
Because everyone wants the Simpsons to look bad, he said. Everyone wants us to fail.
Really?
Yeah, it's our fault.
Aren't they failing on their own without any help from us?
He said his wife Tina and their daughters Ashley and Jessica are just normal folks, but the world wants us to fail. Everyone has a lurking desire to make us look bad.
I agree with Bean. They're way out ahead of anybody that wants them to
listen,
look bad.
Listen, Joe, we don't want them to be bad. We'd like Ashley to be able to sing and act. We would like Jessica to be able to sing and act. They're in our face all the time. We'd like to be entertained by what they do. It's not our fault. When I watch Melrose Place, I don't want her to suck, but your daughter sucks.
Yeah.
I'm not rooting for it.
It's not because we want her to. It
makes my life worse when you inflict your horribly untalented children on us. If they were talented, I'd feel good. I would be entertained.
Yeah, there
I'm
is
not
that.
Not rooting for bad. Joe. That's your daughter on television.
Right.
How are we making her? How are we rooting for that? Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we?
Yes.
Amanda Seyfried. Seyfried. Amanda. She's 24 years old today. She, of course, Mamma Mia, Jennifer's Body, Big Love. Very talented, attractive young lady, 24 years old. Anna Chomsky, who was my girl in the movies. She's working again as an actress. Very talented, 29 years old. Holly Marie Combs from Charmed is 36. Brendan Fraser is 41. Julianne Moore. is 49 years old today. Maybe the best looking 49 years old on the planet.
Yeah, she looks great.
And you have so often espoused your theory on the redheads, the 90-10 theory on redheads. Julianne Moore is the perfect definition of how hot a redhead can be.
That's right. 90% of all redheads in the world are butt ugly.
Wow.
But the 10% of the redheads that aren't are stunning, are breathtakingly beautiful, are another echelon of attractive above and beyond blondes and brunettes, in my opinion.
All right.
90-10. Daryl Hannah's 49 years old today. And Ozzy Osbourne, our buddy Ozzy, celebrates his 61st birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow, the Kevin and Bean Show, live in Fullerton, Miss Double December 2010. We're about to meet another crown hopeful.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
Boobie!
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
What happened?
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
Your breasts are great. They're really perky and high up.
Hi, Allison.
Hi.
Oh, can we turn our mic on? What the hell's wrong with you?
Kevin's busy staring.
Of all the microphones we need on, that's the one.
I wasn't looking at the microphone.
Turn yours off. Turn hers off.
All right. She's up. Hi. Every day this week, we have been meeting hopefuls for Miss Double December 2010. Allison is in the studio right now, 24 years old from Laguna Hills, California. Allison, how are you? What's going on?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I'm still waking up. Sorry.
Somebody had a late night.
I like Sounds that like voice, it. Though. It sounds good. It's very alluring.
All right. Try to perk up a little bit because you have people out there who may be deciding whether to vote for you or not to win the crown. So this is a first impression for a lot of people. Tell us why you want to be Miss Double December 2010.
Well, I think I have three reasons and two are pretty obvious.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Right?
What's the and third? I love K-Rock.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
What do you do for a living, Allison?
I work, actually I have two jobs. I work at Hooters.
Yeah.
In Anaheim.
Mm-hmm.
And I work at a little place called Angela's and Carhop.
Carhop.
Skates.
Carhop on skates.
No kidding.
Those places still exist.
Oh, that's cool.
You deliver people's food on roller skates.
Yes.
I didn't know that still existed.
I didn't know that still existed.
Food and
Kevin
beer.
Didn't know that still existed. Food and beer?
I think they've come back in recent years, kind of like the Johnny Rockets franchise. It's kind of a retro throwback to the popular days of those kind of establishments. But I've never been to that one. I'm going to start going now, though. I'll tell you that.
It's in Anaheim.
Celebrity stranded on an island with...
Rob Pattinson.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, he can bite my neck any day.
She's really? Team Edward, obviously.
Really?
Yeah.
It's romantic, Kevin.
Really?
Yeah, now,
I went to see those movies. I don't understand that.
You got to read the
books.
His
skin is diamonds.
His skin does turn into diamonds.
She's right. That's the book captures it much better.
Oh, it does. Okay, yeah. So that's why
is
the people
Rob
already
Pattinson
love it.
In the books?
No.
He is in my mind.
Pipe down, Callie.
The name of her autobiography would be My Boobs, My Life with Boobs and Customer Service.
That's not what that says at all.
Yeah, but nope. I can't say it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, it's different. It's a better word, but can't say it. Boobs and customer service, they okay. interact or it's just two separate things?
Oh, they interact.
They interact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet they do.
Well, being a Hooters waitress and being one who really has the Hooters, what is that? I mean, is it you get hit on 80 times a day or do people pretty much stay away because they know it's a cliche to hit on a Hooters waitress?
They don't stay away.
No. Really?
No.
What do they try in the moments that they have you at their table? What's their approach usually to try to get you to take an interest or maybe even get a phone number?
Oh, I've had young kids leave their number at the end of the bill or at end of the, you know, their thing because
sure.
I don't know why they don't talk the whole time. Some are
they're afraid to speak to you, but then they'll put their phone number. That's weird.
Actually, I had one that had like 10 numbers on it, and it was like just a table of like little teenagers with their parents.
So just pick one. Just pick one.
Just pick any of them.
Pick a number. Just call one of these numbers. Doesn't matter who.
And what were they like when you called them?
What?
No, I'm just kidding. That is odd that people wouldn't even speak to you and then leave a phone number.
Yeah. And
would
I
you date
know
a customer? Would you date a customer if you were attracted to him and he talked to you?
Maybe if they're lucky.
All right.
All right.
Okay. All right. Stripper song.
Good choice.
All right.
Good choice.
That's probably a classic stripper song.
It beats that classical one the other day. Beats that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Midnight have you, Sonata? You kidding me?
No, have you not. Done any dancing on the pole or otherwise, Allison?
No.
No.
Would you like to?
Probably not.
All right.
Oh. Maybe in the privacy of my own home.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so that's
for
no fun for
special.
Us.
All
right.
Okay. Again, not relevant to us at all. How long have you had the girls, Allison?
Since last June. Not this June, but last June. So okay. Like okay. Year and a half.
You did a nice job with them. I want to compliment your surgeon.
Thank you.
They're still fresh. I like that. I like the fresh ones. A year and a half.
Your superpower.
Yeah, that bakery smell.
Bakery? Yeah. Is that where they make them?
Mm-hmm.
Your superpower would be reading minds so that you know everyone's thoughts and desires so you can try to help them get what they want.
Yes.
Yeah. You already know what they want.
You know what they want, and you can help them get it. Both.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Just checking to make sure that you're aware of that.
Are you trying to give us phone sex right now, Allison? Is that the goal here with the way you're talking? Or is this just how you sound every morning?
I think it's morning. Morning my time. My morning voice.
This is probably not your biggest time of day.
No.
Being in the bar and restaurant business.
I closed at Hooters last night.
All right.
Oh, we appreciate you getting up and making your way down
here. Is that 1 or 2 a.m.? What time was that?
It was around 1.
1 o'clock.
Yeah, that hurts. All right. Well, let's talk about your talent competition. What do you plan to do for us here today? What will the crowd be seeing tomorrow at the Slide Bar in Fullerton?
Okay, it won't be wiggling my ears and hula-hooping, I can tell you that.
It won't be?
No.
Well, that's what you wrote on your application. You said you can wiggle your ears and hula-hoop forever.
Funny story, I didn't even know I was signing up for this.
Oh, good. Somebody else said it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Excellent. Why wouldn't they have put something worse than that then?
Well, I was making a joke because I thought he was drunk and hungover, and I was just answering random questions because he's kind of a random guy. So I was like, I can't believe you put that down.
I got you.
Now, he's like, I just signed you up.
Let me back up then. Do you want to do it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just double check.
I'm in it to win it.
So what is your talent going to be?
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to hula hoop the entire time.
All right.
I'm going to press this beer keg over my head.
She brought a keg.
10 times. And then I'm going to go down on my knees, still hula hooping.
There we go.
Okay.
And hula hoop, and press the keg up 10 more times and come back up.
You lost me at go down on your knees, but okay. All right.
You're going to lift this beer keg over your head?
Yes.
10 times?
Yes.
While hula hooping?
Yes.
That's
Mike,
not possible.
How thrilled are you?
I'm very excited. I'm very excited.
Involves weightlifting and hula hooping.
Yes.
Two of Mike's favorite
it's a good
things.
Workout.
You must be a strong girl.
I think I'm pretty strong.
Is it a full keg?
Is the keg full?
That's what he meant, but all right. So the talent. We got the video here. We're putting these up day of, by the way, so you can see the former contestants. And if you would like to vote, of course, for Allison, go to KevinandBean.com. You can vote through tomorrow at 9 a.m., I believe.
I think that's when we cut it off, yeah.
All right.
9 a.m.
9 a.m., yeah. Let's see the talent if you're
ready. Let's make some room. I think we need to get these chairs out of the way. Allison has her headphones off so she can operate. She's got her keg assistant with her.
She has a keg assistant.
She does have a keg wrangler.
I like that.
She's got her hula hoop.
Right.
Hula hoop is there in
watch the TV
in operation.
She's good.
Oh, yeah.
She's a good hula hooper.
Maybe
let's make her a little more room. There we go.
There's
that,
room.
Does that work?
We have a TV that she's going to hit, and not that I care.
Let's stupid beans on it, because in the stupid TV, with stupid beans on.
Maybe move this way?
I don't know if we
maybe who knew that hula hoops would be coming back big in the 21st century,
right,
by the way?
Yeah, yeah. She has a car hop. Lightning, you move out of the way, and there you go.
Yeah.
Let her go in the corner. There you go. All right, let's try that.
Yeah, now we're going to
hit the speaker.
Doesn't matter. We're just going to try it in every location we can.
It's lightning getting in the way, ruining everything. That's
all
the
right.
problem.
Hula-hoop
okay, here she goes. She's hula hooping. 1, 2.
Oh,
hula hoop dropped.
Look, she's got to hit the speaker. Tomorrow on stage, this will all work out. I promise you.
Yeah, I think it's too tight of quarters here for her to be able to actually perform. So I think we have to save it for the stage tomorrow.
She's doing it again now. Hula hooping.
Okay, she's got the keg. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Nice.
Nice.
Right. Very nice.
That's the best part. That's the best part. Still hula hooping.
Still hula hooping.
Wow.
On her knees.
1.
Still
two,
doing the
three,
keg press.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What a great American
hula hooping.
Very impressive.
All right.
She's good. She's good.
She's got some hips.
And
you
does.
Know what about her hips?
What?
They don't lie.
They don't lie.
No,
that's what I've heard.
They tell the truth.
Miss Allison can be Miss Double December 2010. If you want to vote for her, you can go to kevinbean.com. You can see her picture later today. You'll see the video. You'll see the questionnaire that she hasn't even read yet. Tomorrow you'll be on stage in Fullerton at the Slide Bar again. If you're coming on down, Toys for Tata is in effect again tomorrow. That is the price of admission. No tickets, no cash necessary. Just bring a new unwrapped toy for the kiddies. Marines will be standing by to get them, and we'll be broadcasting the whole thing live on the radio, streaming around the web all over the world. And, of course, we'll be videoing it tomorrow, too. You can actually watch it live on camera, so it's gonna be pretty cool. Allison, thanks a lot for coming, and go get some sleep. All right,
okay, thank you. You too.
Actor Jason Schwartzman joins us later on today's Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, we're gonna be very busy down in Fullerton at the Slide Bar tomorrow, probably too busy for the movie beat because of all the Miss Double D pageant festivities are gonna be happening, and Ralph, of course, be emceeing. So we thought, hey, it's Thursday, close enough, let's do the movie beat today.
In a world, someone has been watching one man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films
without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Welcome to my world.
A lot of movies in the theaters this weekend. A lot of good stuff to look at.
Good ones?
A lot of good movies.
Awesome.
And also Transylvania. You have good movies, then you have Transylvania, which is a hilarious spoof on all this vampire craze that's going on with the Transylvania.
Spoofs can be funny.
Go rape yourself.
No,
can't. Go rape yourself.
They can be funny depending on who does it.
When's the last time you saw a really funny spoof? Maybe
Bam
the first
Anderson?
Scary movie?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's been
is
a while.
Was it that far back?
It has been a while. Yeah.
Transylvania is a horror comedy. It follows a group of college kids who travel to Transylvania for a semester at a college there that turns out to be not what they expected at all. Oh, Kevin. Oh, they are in for some surprises when they get to Transylvania. Oh, F you, all you people involved in this movie. Also opening this weekend, Serious Moonlight. This is the movie we talked to Cheryl Hines about. Cheryl Hines, Kevin's good buddy and poker nemesis.
Mm-hmm.
She came in to talk about Curb Your Enthusiasm a couple weeks ago, and she has directed a feature film called Serious Moonlight, based on a screenplay by a woman named Adrienne Shelley, who was the writer and star of a movie called Waitress, who then sadly was murdered after that movie was released. This is her final screenplay, which was developed by her husband and by Cheryl Hines. Meg Ryan, Timothy Hutton, and Kristen Bell star in this film. Timothy Hutton plays Meg Ryan's husband, who's going to leave her for Kristen Bell, but she duct tapes him to the toilet in hopes of keeping him hostage until they can reconcile their relationship.
All right, Tiger Woods.
She's going to the next level.
Wow.
Things get a little wacky when the mistress shows up along with a pair of burglars, and chaos ensues. Here's a scene from Serious Moonlight. Meg Ryan here has Timothy Hutton duct taped to the toilet, and she's showing him some slides.
Turn it off, Louise.
I'm not finished yet.
None of the slides you've shown me are from the last 10 years. I mean, where are those slides? We don't have them. Whatever we had that was so special just doesn't exist anymore.
We just need to make more slides.
No, no, no more slides. No more anything. No more life together. In fact, you know what? From this moment on, I'm just going to scream and be as unpleasant as possible until you let me go.
Look at this.
I'm trapped. We're the lunatic.
Sounds like an average night at Bean's house.
No,
the situation's reversed usually. He's got someone else duct taped to a toilet, showing them slides of some horrible vacation he took.
Yeah, that's true.
Also opening this weekend, Everybody's Fine. Robert De Niro stars as a widower who is having a hard time connecting with his kids because his wife pretty much was the emotional one in the relationship. They're supposed to come visit him for Christmas. They all cancel on him, so he decides to take an impromptu road trip and reconnect with each of them as he travels around the country. Kate Beckinsale, Drew Barrymore, and Sam Rockwell play his kids.
Did you say Kate Beckinsale?
I did.
All right.
Even if she's your daughter, you got to bang her, right?
Yes.
That's what
no,
I'm saying.
No,
you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice.
You don't have a choice.
Look, honey, I know I'm your dad, but come on.
Look at
this. Get it on. Here's a scene. That's some edited clips from the trailer of Robert De Niro's Everybody's Fine.
Surprise.
What are you doing here?
I came to spend some time with my son, the conductor.
You never said I was conducting that.
But the drum? What happened? What are you hiding from me, you and the others?
I don't know what to say at all.
I don't know what it is with you kids. You always told your mother everything. You never told me anything.
We tell you the good news and spare you the bad.
Tell me the bad news as well as the good news from now on.
Mom used to say, make your dad proud. And I know you're not proud of me.
It's not true.
Sometimes I pick up the phone to dial her number, and then I remember.
Keep calling next time. The number's still the same, and I'm still on the other end.
Okay.
He's like a sweet family film?
Yeah, it does.
I saw this trailer and I thought Robert De Niro seems like he's actually acting this time rather than just playing a caricature of Robert De Niro like he has done so frequently.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, it looks like a good film. Armored opens this weekend. Matt Dillon and Lawrence Fishburne star. A new guard for an armored truck company is coerced by his veteran coworkers to steal a truck containing $42 million. Think things go smoothly in this heist?
Yes.
Wrong.
They don't?
They do not.
What?
Here's Matt Dillon coming up with a plan to rob all the money from Armored.
Be okay. Oh, just be cool, Dobbs. We stick to the plan.
Oh,
we're
you
okay.
Stick to the plan? Was shooting that guy part of the plan, babe?
Stuff was it.
Was it?
I don't know.
You guys can sit here and you can wait for the cops. I am done. I'm done.
You're not going anywhere.
Dobbs is right. 40 minutes when we fail to check in with Ashcroft. This whole area is going to be crawling with cops.
Get the kid out of the truck.
Okay. And then what?
We tell him that Ty died saving our lives.
That'll work.
Things are going to go wrong with Armored.
What happened?
Yeah, what happens in Armored?
No Everything doesn't go smoothly?
Everything does not go smoothly. Brothers opens this weekend.
This looks great, too.
Tobey Maguire is a soldier in war in Afghanistan who is killed in the line of duty. His brother Jake Gyllenhaal, his wife Natalie Portman are left behind to pick up the pieces. Jake Gyllenhaal becomes the man of the house, basically. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. With his brother's wife Natalie Portman. When suddenly, oh, nothing, Tobey Maguire's not dead after all and comes home.
Oh, no.
Oh, now what? Now what's going on, huh? Now what's happening?
They share?
Tobey Maguire is a little—he's been a prisoner of war all this time in Afghanistan.
Right.
He comes home a little bent. He is not quite mentally sound.
And his brother with his wife makes it better or
does
worse?
Does not help the situation.
Does not make it worse. Okay.
Things lead up to an ugly standoff with police, and here's a scene from Brothers.
Stand back! Hey, stand back!
All right.
Hey!
You're a war hero,
sir. I'm no f***ing hero! You know what I've done?
Hey, it's all right.
Just relax.
Sam.
Huh?
Sam.
Put your gun down.
Calm down.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
Sam, shoot me!
Jesus, shut the f*** up. This is a family matter. Shut up. Shut up. He's my brother.
Good times.
Dude. So, it's a comedy?
It is. It's a heartwarming comedy.
That looks great, by the way.
Because apparently he and his brother then make a trip to Transylvania.
Nope.
And,
oh, that doesn't happen.
Oh,
it's not
be
part
some
of it.
Crazy vampires.
That's not part of it. No.
Oh.
It was only a matter of time before Jake Gyllenhaal and Tobey Maguire played brothers, by the way.
Yeah.
They do look so much alike.
Yeah, they had to be done. And if Natalie Portman's your brother's wife.
Yeah, that's the right thing to do.
I'm not even waiting until he goes off to war. You know what I'm saying? And lastly, Up in the Air opens this weekend. I had a chance to see this movie. Now, ordinarily, I review the films without having seen them.
That's the whole bit.
Because it's a gift. Anyone can see a movie and tell you about it. I cannot go see the movies and review them.
All right.
Because I have a gift. And that gift is laziness.
Okay.
But
I have that gift.
I really wanted to see this movie, so I was lucky enough to catch a screening this week. And I got to tell you, Up in the Air is one of those movies that makes you remember why you go to the movies. It is an exemplary film. It is outstanding performances, the writing, the direction. This is Jason Reitman who directs this film. He has given us, so far, Juno and Thank You for Smoking.
Yes. Both great.
Both amazing films. And this guy, this is the hat trick. This kid really knows what he's doing. George Clooney plays a guy who flies around the country firing people. That's his job. Corporations bring him in just to fire people. Imagine how brutal that job is.
Yeah.
And everything that we hate about traveling, George Clooney loves. He travels 340 days of the year just flying around the world. And it has left him pretty much in a world of solitude, away from his friends and family. He is pretty much a man on an island until he meets Vera Farmiga. Is that her last name? You know her from The Departed. She was the girlfriend in The Departed.
Oh, sure,
psychologist.
Sure.
Beautiful, talented. And there's an up-and-coming young woman in the corporation named Anna Kendrick. The actress is Anna Kendrick, who plays the person who really he has to take under his wing and teach her about the firing business, about how they go about it. This movie is funny, it's heartwarming, it's clever, it's smart, it's brilliantly acted, it's really, really good. I really recommend it.
It's not depressing?
It is, It's not depressing, but it's real. You know, it's not a Hollywood sort of glossed over version of life. You get all the different elements.
They don't all get their jobs back at the end and
not
everybody
so
hugs?
Much, no, not really.
Okay.
Here's a scene where George Clooney, playing Ryan Bingham, has taken this girl, Natalie, played by Anna Kendrick, under his wing. They're traveling around the country together. They're firing people together. They're naturally growing closer, even though they're very different in temperament and in ideals about how life should work. And she starts grilling Clooney about his future.
Really never thought about it?
No.
How can you not think about that? How does it not even cross your mind that you might want a future with someone?
It's simple. You know that moment when you look into somebody's eyes and you can feel them staring into your soul and the whole world goes quiet just for a second?
Yes.
Right, well, I don't.
He has no interest in getting married. He has no interest in kids.
That sounds a lot like George Clooney.
He likes living. It is. It's funny. When you watch this film, there's a lot of resonance between George Clooney, the person, and the character that he plays. And it's really an exceptional film. So that's my pick for the week, Up in the Air. I really, really love this film. And I think you will, too. Speaking of George Clooney, he is Fantastic Mr. Fox. He does the voice in the Wes Anderson stop motion animation film of Fantastic Mr. Fox, co-starring our buddy Jason Schwartzman. Mm-hmm. Opens in wider release today, so you can check that out as well. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's movie beat.
You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Why is Social Distortion still so good, by the way?
Don't know.
I guess that's a tough question to answer.
Yeah.
Coming up on The Kevin and Bean Show, Red Hot Chili Peppers, also the band Phoenix. We got Muse and a chance for you to win tickets to see them at the Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 shows that are just around the corner. Actor Jason Schwartz will be here, another Miss Double D contestant, and your phone calls on the Kevin and Bean Afro line on the air right now at 323-520-AFRO.
This is Tom D. LaPointed that we're not playing this year. Yeah.
Good to hear from Tom.
Oh, God, this bravery interview is just killing me. They're the most pompous asses you guys have ever had on your show. Yeah, so we made our album. We went to a church in the deepest dungeons of Germany, and we got the acoustics to sound perfectly, and we make 1,200 versions of each song, but we only released two because none of you could totally comprehend the awesomeness that is the bravery. Oh, shut up.
By the way, that's shocking because we've had them on many times. Mm-hmm. And they've always been great.
Yeah, I think
I
so
like
too.
I like them. And look, for folks who didn't hear the Bravery interview, we do archive stuff like that on the website. You can still hear it. And they did a live performance of a couple of songs from the Bravery. And I like those guys. And I don't think that Sam was trying to sound pretentious. I think he was just telling a story about what he thought. Yeah. And it kind of came off a little bit that way. But I think he's a good dude, and I think they're a good band.
You don't even know, man. You don't even know.
I like the teamwork. That's good.
Sure. Hi, guys. I just finished my 4-year stint in the Navy, and I'm thinking about buying my girlfriend a ring. Oh, Lisa May, speaking of semen and jewelry, I have a pearl necklace I'd like to give you. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, really. Really?
Wow.
How do you not
go all the way around the block?
How do you not go with ring?
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of jokes right there just to stay right there, but apparently not.
Hey, Ralph. Toast is playing the Christmas shoe song. You gonna cry? You gonna cry? You gonna have a baby again?
I forgot about that.
That freaking Christmas shoe song. Don't even get us started on that.
Right? Ralph cries every time he hears it. We were talking to Omar about why he hates the Salvation Army, and I think it really just comes down to that little bell they ring.
I totally agree with Omar. I think those guys at the Salvation Army sort of a bunch of a-holes, and I think Omar used to take a stand. I think you should put a bomb on your chest and then take one out.
No.
And other people will follow suit.
No, that's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, I think that's too far.
Let's not do that if we have a choice.
The time is not now.
Why can't these whores just keep their big mouths shut?
Who could he be referring to?
Excellent question. All. Tiger Woods maybe brought it to the surface,
maybe.
But all.
Speaking of Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods in the crease, he shoots, he scores! What's happening?
What happened?
Speaking of Tiger Woods.
Hey guys, what's the difference between a golf ball and an SUV? Tiger Woods can drive a golf ball 300 yards. Ba-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Boing! Nice.
Speaking of Tiger Woods.
Oh,
hey, why the hell is everyone making such a big deal out of Tiger crashing his car? Does everyone forget he's half Asian?
Yeah. Speaking of Tiger Woods.
You know, I was just thinking, we shouldn't call him Tiger anymore. We should call him Cheetah. Oh, no, he didn't.
That wasn't half bad.
It wasn't half bad, but it was made better by the delivery.
Yes.
Guys, 1 week ago from this moment, yeah. Tiger Woods was one of the most revered people on the planet.
Yeah.
One of the most successful people in the history of the world. First athlete ever to make $1 billion. A global brand. Above reproach. That was 7 days ago from right now. Man, have things changed.
But I don't feel bad because we forgive. And, this is a bad time for him, but in 3 years, no one's going to care.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably
true.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Yeah,
that's probably true. As long as he handles it well.
Right. You know, I was just thinking, mm-hmm. We shouldn't call him Tiger anymore. Right. We should call him Cheetah.
Right. See, because...
Oh, no, he didn't.
It's a different animal.
You really like that one, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, never mind. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 3 minutes till 8 o'clock.
Give me my radio. Yes. Turn that radio on. It's free.
All right. We'll do that. Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Thursday. Jason Schwartzman in the next room. He'll be joining us in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin Bean Show. What's going on, Ralph?
He's one of my favorite people, Schwartzman.
Yeah, he's the best. He's the best.
He sure is. Barbara Walters.
Four.
She's preparing her 10 Most Fascinating People of 2009 special.
Ugh.
Oh, love this special.
You
do? Oh, listen to her lineup.
But you're joking?
She's going to interview Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
Glenn Beck. Brett Favre. Tyler Perry. Adam Lambert, Lady Gaga, Kate Gosselin, and Jenny Sanford. Oh, also Paris, Prince Michael, and Michael II.
The kids.
The Jackson kids.
Really?
Yeah.
She, I know you hate Barbara Walters, Kevin, because she's old and she should be put down. But
I can't understand what she's saying either.
She does a pretty good job on these specials.
She gets the gets, too.
Yeah. She does get the gets, yeah. And each interview is only like 4 minutes long. I mean, it's really just the meat of the best part.
It is a nice sort of Reader's Digest version. It's the Cliff Notes version of all the newsmakers of the year, I find. Interesting special.
Interesting that Jenny Sanford is the guest and not her husband, Mark.
Well, obviously, Mark won't talk about it. Jenny Sanford, by the way, you don't know, she is the wife of South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford. This is the dude who said, I was hiking in the woods
on the Appalachian Trail.
When he was banging his girlfriend in Argentina.
Right. Like, no one would track him there.
And so the wife said, you know what, I have an ass for you. And she moved out of the governor's mansion. She's one of those women who didn't sort of stand by the podium and nod while her husband was crapping all over her in public.
Yeah.
She sort of took a stand, which... You have to give her some credit for it. So.
I bet she wishes she'd have thought of the whole golf club thing.
Yeah. Comes in handy. Tom Cruise. There's a husband. Us Weekly Magazine reports that they were out at dinner the other night. Tom Cruise and his wife, Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And he started to ask her about her time at Columbia University. Turns out Katie Holmes applied to Columbia University, was accepted, but never went.
I didn't know that.
To Columbia University. She didn't go to college. She wanted to concentrate on her career.
Huh.
If you're married to someone... Shouldn't you know if they went to college or not?
Yep.
I would think so.
He didn't read the whole application, though, Ralph.
But he's got to have a dossier on her, right?
Well, certainly you would think so, yeah.
He's got to have deep files on her in the Xenu room or something. Can't he look that kind of stuff up? That's a little embarrassing.
That is odd.
Peter Berg is the director of a movie called Hancock that I enjoyed enormously with Will Smith and... my lovely Charlize Theron.
I like that one. He was a drunk superhero.
He was a drunk superhero, right?
Yeah, I like that
one. Kind of came around again. Jason Bateman also starred in that film. He said they're working on a sequel, but things are happening a little slower than he would like. Apparently, Will Smith has taken some time off of movie making to coach his son Jaden and prep him for The Karate Kid. Because his son Jaden will be playing the new Karate Kid.
Oh, okay.
So dad is sort of supporting his son and helping the kid out with his movie, and then we'll get back to making his own movies.
He can afford to do that,
yes,
I imagine.
He can. Berg says it's very frustrating trying to put the thing together. He said between the stars, the movie company, and the agents, he said you've never met a group of people that have a harder time agreeing on anything. It's like the Israeli peace process.
Oh, no.
So apparently he's very frustrated. But we're looking forward to seeing that sometime soon.
2012.
Yeah.
Peter Berg, by the way, is the producer of Friday Night Lights, which is... the best show you're not watching. I know people say that. Last night's episode, Ralph, one of the best hours of television I've ever seen.
Well, everyone said that. Everyone who watched it.
It's phenomenal.
I remember, I know all four of you met at a diner and talked about it after you watched it.
They play 5 minutes on Friday nights, and then they play 5 minutes on a radio station, AM 1210,
I think.
Then
they give you a
It's Wednesday and it goes on nights like on that. DirecTV, Channel 101. That's not that hard to find. I'm telling you, you guys are missing out on a phenomenal show. You really are. I can't say enough good things about it.
There you go.
That's Bean. The response, my opinion, gets so often in this room.
There's Bean.
That's a tip.
Take it for what it's worth. Today's celebrity birthday is Amanda Seyfried from Mamma Mia and Big Love on HBO. And Jennifer's Body.
Sure.
24 years old today. Anna Chomsky is 29. Holly Marie Combs is 36 years old. Brendan Fraser celebrates his 41st birthday. Julianne Moore.
Yeah.
Is 49 years old. She just doesn't age. She just doesn't. She just doesn't change. She's just
not right.
Daryl Hannah. Remember Splash? Oh, I love me some Splash. Yeah. Oh, when Daryl Hannah gets in that tub and her tail uncurls.
And that's not
she was a mermaid. She was a mermaid. And I remember just being so frustrated trying to see boobs under her hair. And her hair never moved.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, she's got, no, that's
her
not
her hair was in the way. Yeah. That was annoying.
49 years old today. And Ozzy Osbourne is 61 years old today. Unfortunately, his hair never covers his boobs. You can always see those. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. No matter how much we like you, Jason, we don't need any more judges for the Miss Double December pageant tomorrow. We're fine. We're full up, dude. We got it covered.
Sorry.
Are you sure?
Positive. But you're very generous to ask, though. That's what I like about you. Jason Schwartzman's the guy who comes in and goes, guys, what can I do to help?
I don't care if you tell me you don't need a judge. I'm gonna judge.
Okay.
I'm judging. Right. I'm judging.
You think we need it, and so you're going to do what's best for us.
Someone's coming in at 9, right?
Yes, another Miss Double D, yeah.
Who's coming in?
Her name is Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Would you like
and
to...
She's a gooder.
Okay.
Would you like we'll to stick around?
Okay.
We'll
okay.
See what happens.
Right. Yeah. We're very excited to have Mr. Schwartzman back on the show because, A, we're a huge fan of his Bored to Death, which recently ended its run. And you're gonna that's coming back for another season, right? That's a slam dunk, right, Jason?
Yeah, we're coming back. We just found out that we're coming back. So.
Oh, good. Very excited.
Congratulations. That's great news. Thank very you. Quirky, very funny show, and you're great in it. And then, of course, the Fantastic Mr. Fox is in theaters now, which we're going to talk about here in a minute. But since we saw you last,
yes,
you've been on a honeymoon, like with a girl and some junk.
Yep. I just got back from the honeymoon.
And you went to?
Bora Bora.
Oh,
tropical.
That's supposed
tropical.
To be, that's supposed to be beautiful.
It was incredible. It was like, what is the word where it's so beautiful and crazy that it seems fake?
Surreal?
Surreal.
Surreal. Maybe it was surreal. Like, I've never been to a place where the water looks like Listerine.
Right.
Like mint. It's just like perfect, crazy aqua blue.
And you can see for miles underneath it.
Yeah. Just like, I've never, it's just not something that I've ever experienced in my life. And I mean, it was the most beautiful location, and everyone was so nice, and wow.
How'd you pick it?
How'd I pick it?
Yeah.
Well, the story is that actually I was going to go after I got married. We were talking about where we wanted to go, and I thought, well, we should go skiing, chalet, like something more like cold, sit by a fire of hot cocoa.
That shows you who wears the pants in this relationship.
Well, no, what happened was then I realized that we don't ski.
There's that.
We don't know how to ski.
Okay.
And then I realized that like after about 30 minutes of it, my thighs, my quad, everything's just going to be hurt. Too much soreness.
Be in a lot of pain.
And I spend the rest of the time just inside.
Miserable. Tired.
Yeah. So we decided to opt for something a bit more warm. And, you know, people go on, they go to tropical places on the honeymoon. So that's, we just decided to do what was kind
do
of.
Do you snorkel, scuba dive?
I snorkeled.
How amazing was
it
that?
It was incredible. Do you snorkel?
Yeah, both. I love it.
You scuba dive?
Yes, it's a whole different world. It's so great.
Where do you go around?
Not usually. But when you go to a place like that where the water is clear and you can see, if you scuba dive right off the coast here, you can see maybe your hand in front of your face. That's about it.
And it's cold.
And it's cold. And there's not much. But there it's so cool, crystal clear, and it's kind of shallow, and you can see all kinds of different. It's a whole different world.
We swam. We went out. You can go through the hotel. There's like these. They'll come take you, and you can go snorkeling with sharks.
Oh,
and they're not very big, and they're like scavenger type sharks. They're not. I mean,
because most of the time with sharks, that's to me, I'm out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't really want to do anything with sharks.
It is scary. It is a bit,
dolphins fine.
It is scary, the sharks. Like, but these were little, and then we fed stingrays.
How great was that?
Have you done that?
Yes, I have, and that scared the hell out of me.
You can, so you can understand when I describe them as a cross between like a mushroom and a dog. They're like a weird dog mushroom, and they're like they like feel like mushrooms. They look like giant portobello mushrooms.
That's true.
But they have eyes. But they come to you if you have food. They'll come up to you, and they seem. I mean, obviously they're a wild animal, but they seem very sweet. And they were like kind of all jumping on each other to get food, and they were kind of coming out of the water, climbing up my body to get food. They are. They do.
And
right?
At some point, weren't you thinking this is going to go terribly wrong?
Absolutely. my wife, in fact, was in the water, and she just like at a certain point, I just noticed she was in the boat.
Yeah.
And I was like, where did she go?
Yeah.
And then later, I said, I was like, what happened? Why did you get out of the water? She's like, I realized halfway through that these are wild animals with very long. They're called stingrays,
right?
And
right.
They have these very long tails, and you know, and accidents can happen. And she was uneasy, but
I made the mistake of making a Steve Irwin joke on the boat, and no one found that funny.
Yeah,
no one.
Really?
That is the kind of freak thing that never happens until it does, and then you get.
Right, but then you can't get it out of your head.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, Steve Irwin was on an airplane, and this thing jumped out of the water, went
right
through the airplane outer shell, and then stabbed him in the heart.
But sadly, didn't that happen, too, to someone else? You know about the woman, right, in the boat?
The one where it jumped out of the water?
Yes.
Yeah, that's when I was like, okay, now they're pissed. We need to stay away from them. And that's what I was thinking about when I did that, too, and I was scared to death.
Yeah.
But it's one of those amazing things that you never think you'll end up doing, and
can we end this? I'll end the dorky snorkeling. I have one question for you.
Okay.
Is Catalina, like, where would you go around here, like, if for someone was if wanted to snorkel
if you
and
had
not
to,
fly far away? You snorkel in Inglewood.
Yeah.
If you have to go locally, yeah, Catalina.
Yeah.
That's the way to go, yeah.
But it's nothing like where you were, Bora Bora. I mean, any place, in the Bahamas or any of those places are amazing.
Yeah, it was so nice. You know the feeling when you are a kid, or even now if you like this, where you have chapstick and it smells so good that there's an side of you wants to eat the chapstick.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, you know you can't do that, but that
I was
you don't
a big
know.
Chapstick eater.
Well, I felt that way about this environment. I was like, how do I want to eat this sand. Yeah. I want to drink this water. I would like see how beautiful the water would be, and I would jump in it, and I still couldn't express
you
how much.
You couldn't get close enough to it.
Yeah, thank you. That is exactly how to say it.
But like, had you done all that, you wouldn't have enjoyed it as much.
Exactly. So. But it was just so nice. And I'm just got back, and but I'm happy to be here. This is like the best way to return to the mainland.
I have one final question on the vacation tip,
yes.
And that is, I don't know you well, Jason, but we certainly had some conversation over the years. You seem like a guy who is constantly busy and doing things. You have so many different careers and so many different interests. I feel like you would be bored on a beach. Like, if you spent too much time down there, it would be the kind of place that would drive you crazy, because there's not enough happening for a dude like you.
No? Well, I do like to keep busy. I do like a task. You know, if there's no structure, I like to do. I'm very lazy. I mean, I'm a lazy.
You are lazy. It doesn't seem like it at all.
I am quite. I mean, I do like to have a day where I do nothing, but a couple of those in a row, I do feel a little bit like.
So
lost.
That's where you fill in with the honeymoon part.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I was like, you know what? I don't have anything to do. I'm going on a honeymoon.
That's when you realize you got the young hot wife.
I'm losing my mind. I got to go. No, but I on this trip, we did do a good job of like activities and then nothing.
And then nothing.
Because some people can go to a location like that, or even to Hawaii or something like that, and they can just get up and lay on the beach all day. And
I know.
I can't do that. It just drives me crazy.
So
I
got
to have somewhere to go and something to do.
So if you had 2 weeks off, would you fill your 2 weeks off with like a project, for instance, where you had a goal?
No.
Well, I'm lazier than you are, so I wouldn't actually accomplish anything meaningful.
You
but
don't
I would want to
have lazy. Bean would watch TV for every minute of that 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm still in my pajamas, Jason. I mean, come on. Yeah. At least you got up, got dressed, left the house today. I haven't even done that yet. So, all right. We have to take a quick break. Our friend Jason Schwartzman is here. The fantastic Mr. Fox is in theaters now. We'll talk about that and other stuff going on. And, Jason, actually, I think you're going to help us give away some tickets to the Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 concert here in a couple minutes, too. All of that on the way. We'll return after this on the Kevin.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 26 minutes after 8 o'clock.
You are listening to the Kevin DeBean Show on a Thursday live program tomorrow in Fullerton for Miss Double December 2010. By the way, this is no joke, Kevin. As we're speaking, I'm loading up my iPod for the travel because this is Bean speaking. I'm flying, you know, flying down for the show. I just put Jason Schwartzman's Coconut Records album on my iPod for the trip down, which, by the way, is one of my favorite records of the year. That song Microphone, by the way, should have been a big hit. I'm telling you, we should have been playing that on this show and on this station.
Oh, my God.
If we had any poll, that would have happened.
That is like the nicest.
We don't, but.
Thank you so much for saying that.
It's true. And people should know that that you are a tremendous musician. See, you guys like you piss us off. You come in here, you got all this stuff. Oh, yeah. Oh, my latest Wes Anderson movie. Oh, yeah, that's in theaters, too. I got that going on. What's the deal I love it when directors and actors are such a mesh that they love to work together. You seem to be his muse, and he seems to be your favorite director. What is it you two have that has you in all these movies that you've worked on together?
Well, I can only speak for myself, but he cast me in Rushmore. You know, I was 17 years old.
Which was great.
Thank you very much. And it was the first movie that I ever did, and I think, you know, and at that moment, he kind of became not only my mentor, but like my best friend, kind of.
Did you audition for that like everyone else, and he was just impressed?
Yeah.
No, he didn't know about you any other way.
No, I was in a room with a bunch of these other kids, and it's crazy because it was my first audition ever, and I was in a room full of other kids who clearly had, they'd just been auditioning for years, and they have like a killer instinct or something that just... They were kids with much spikier hair, I think, than I ever had when I was a kid. Like, you know what I mean? Like real killer kids. And I was in a room with a bunch of them. Yeah, anyway, I auditioned several times. But I think we've just become, he's my really good friend. And
So it's fun to go to work because you're working with a dude you love.
Well, it's interesting because, like, it makes the work in a weird way a lot harder because I feel like, at least for me, sometimes when you go to act, it's embarrassing the first couple days or whatever if it's someone that you've never worked with in front of.
Right.
I always at least have this insecurity, which is that what if I say the lines and they realize, wait, we made a mistake.
Right.
Wrong guy.
For the movie, right.
Yeah.
It's not just for that take, but for the whole project.
Yeah, we miscast this.
Right.
And he's your friend. Is he going to tell you?
Exactly. But the nice thing is, like, with Wes, too, though, I feel like I've gotten so many of the... I've sucked so badly in front of him so many times.
So he's seen all that.
And personally, he's seen me when I've just been, like, sick or down or what. Like, he's just seen every side of me. So I think that you can get to the work a lot faster when it's someone that you're familiar with,
right.
But you have no excuse to not go as far as you can. And I just think there's, you know, and objectively not being his friend, I just feel like he's one of the best filmmakers in the world because no one makes movies like him.
Yeah,
they're
he does
special.
Have a voice that's
Yeah, it's
unique.
Like, you know, there are certain bands, for instance, I'll buy their record the Tuesday it comes out, even if I haven't heard any of the music.
Right.
I just know I'm going to get something different and unlike anything else. And that's how I feel about Wes's movies. He's in a handful of filmmakers who I'll just always go see the movie.
Well, you're always in it, first of all. But
no, I was in the first one and then the two most recent, but there were many in the middle that I wasn't in.
And
I was there the Friday seeing that movie, you know what I mean? Because I get excited to see his films.
Would you say that you love Wes Anderson more than your new wife?
Are you trying to wreck his
marriage?
I'm
just
already?
Trying to ask because he really does seem infatuated with Wes.
It's a bromance.
Yeah, it's a bromance.
It's a simple question.
It's different kind of love.
Different kind of love.
It's like,
okay.
Do you like pizza or Wes?
Something that's not pizza that's good.
No, it's whatever. Right. It's just different. Yeah, but I love the man. I love working with him, and I'm honored to say that that I've known him.
Was Fantastic Mr. Fox? Was this his first non live action movie?
Yes, this is his first animated movie, and it's stop motion. The style is stop motion, so literally it's 3.5 years in the making where they build these puppets. They build puppets. They make everything is built, first of all, so nothing exists. So they build little cars, puppets, little sweaters for them, apples, little whatever, little trees, and they literally these gentlemen animate these characters. They if they want his hand to move, for instance, you. go in with your hand and you move his little paw half a
just
millimeter,
a tiny bit.
Take a still picture of it, move it again, take a still picture, and it's 125,000 still pictures.
Here's what I've always wondered about that.
Wow.
How can that much work possibly be worth it? I mean, well, doesn't it seem like that is, when you start to think, like, I'm going to do that now, I'm going to start this project. It seems
unbelievable.
Like
right?
I mean,
I often think that because I get like, you know, I can't imagine saying I'm going to do this for the next 4 years of my life. This one thing, because in my, you know, when you act, it's different. It's quicker or something.
You do stuff, you move on.
Yes, but
right.
But Wes has been doing this for years, and I'll tell you, like, some of these animators, they did certain scenes in this movie for like 8 weeks by themselves animating these puppets. But the coolest thing about it was that we didn't do it in the – we didn't – animated movies you do typically, like the more traditional style of doing animated movies for the actors is they record their parts separately.
Right.
So, you know, you drive down the street, you see the billboards for all these movies, and you think, oh, my God, this actor and this actor. And then you realize, they didn't even meet.
They were all in individual studios at individual times.
And that's fine. I know it's the way they did it. But we did something that was really fun in this movie. Wes got all of us together, and we actually all lived together – on a farm, which is where the movie somewhat kind of takes place, and we all did the movie live.
Wow.
So it's Bill Murray, George Clooney. Meryl Streep couldn't be there because she had to work, unfortunately. But Walla Walla Darsky, all these great actors. And what we did was we'd get up in the morning, we would look at the script. If there was a scene, for instance, that took place like under a tree, we'd walk around. If there was a tree right there that seemed like, yeah, this is going to be good, we'll do it here.
You would do it
we'd
there.
Take out this, and we would act at the scene right then and there. And if the scene called for us to dig in the ground, we would all be on our hands and knees digging. If it called for us eating food, we would all just start eating. And all of the sound that you hear in the movie is the actual real noise. So if the characters you see are walking and you hear like leaves breaking under their feet, those are really leaves breaking under our feet. And I think it adds something to the movie, and I think that's why people are responding to it in such a good way, is because I think there's you can feel that it's like, even though it's about animals, about a family of fox, you can feel like the handmade humanness of it. Like,
right.
It has a real warmth that you don't find usually.
I'm not a big fan of movie critics because to me it just tells me more about what they like.
Right.
And it doesn't relate to what I like
because
I like bad movies. But Bean was talking about this movie, I mean, when it's overwhelming, it has to make
it
you feel good. When the reviewers are pretty much all saying the same
unanimously,
thing.
Unanimously, the consensus is it's a great movie, yeah.
That's got to feel good.
Well, I don't read the reviews because I'm similar to you. I just prefer to go see the movie and make up my own mind. And I think, you know, I think real great film criticism is its own incredible craft. But typically, I just would rather just go see it on my own. But I've heard, you know, people have been saying that the movie's been getting great reviews.
From everyone across the board.
Yeah.
That's different.
And also just from my friends or people I'll see on the street, it's really nice to be a part of a movie. And not even for me, but I feel like for all these animators who worked so hard, I'm glad for them because you're talking about how could you
for 3 years of that. Yeah.
When the movie gets this kind of response, I feel glad for these guys that got up every day and for 13 hours a day were working on very minute levels, moving hands and little paws and busting their butts.
Let's face it, most movies, there are people that work that hard on, and they'll come and go in a weekend.
Exactly.
And then you go, wow, I spent years on that.
It's just as hard to make a bad movie as it is to make a good movie. That's what they always say.
Right.
Thank you, Bean, because no one wants to make a bad movie. And it is true that when these movies come out and they get panned or something, and you think, gosh, someone worked so hard for years, and it just comes and goes and, you know... Now it's a matter of – it's a day, really.
Yeah, it is.
With,
you're right,
with
Fridays.
With Twitter and all the stuff. If you have a good Friday and whatever, and then the movie goes, it's done. Or it lives and dies so quickly. It's so I think everyone should go – you know, I encourage everyone to go always see movies because it's such a fun – it's my favorite thing to do.
Is it?
Sure.
How many movies do you see?
I love to go –
you know, per month when you're average, whatever.
Do you go every week, Jason?
Four movies? No, I go like every – like. I'll go every 2 weeks, but I'll see like, but I'll go twice in a weekend. So I don't, I won't go every because you know the.
Do you skip theaters or do you pay for it? Be honest.
Oh, I pay for it.
All right,
I pay for it.
All right.
I even pick my own seat out and everything.
Wow.
But the thing is, it is hard. There are so many movies coming out, and it's like your time. How do you,
especially this time of year?
I know. How do you choose? So that's
difficult.
Yeah.
You go, I would like to see three movies this weekend. There's no way I have time.
And by the way, it's expensive.
Yeah,
I mean, not to seem, but it gets expensive. I mean, it's crazy now how much movies cost.
Here's what I would suggest. This is just from me, and this is how I'm going to do it. Whatever you're going to see this weekend, buy a ticket for the Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Thank you.
There you go.
And then go to whatever.
Yeah.
There you go. Sit in. Great if you idea. Want to see Twilight, fine, go
Love
see
it.
Twilight. But buy the ticket for the Fantastic Mr.
Yeah,
Fox.
Honestly, I'm not lying to anyone who's listening right now. Please go see this movie because it is so – it's good. This one, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding this time.
This one,
time.
I mean it.
I'm not lying this time, guys. This
so you're saying
one.
This is it. That's what you're saying. This
I'm
is
saying
it.
This is it.
Okay. This is it. All right. Jason Schwartzman is here. We need to take a break. When we come back, though, Jason is going to help us give away some tickets for night number one of the Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 show. Do I have that right, Kevin?
Yes.
It's night number one, right?
Yes.
AFI, Rise Against, Alice in Chains, 30 Seconds to Mars, 3 Days Grace, Dead by Sunrise, Amberlin. You can see them all. You'll have to earn them, though, and we'll tell you how when we play the game next on the Kevin and Bean Show. How about tickets for night number one of the Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 show? We got them for you right now, 1-800-520-1067, but you got to earn them. Hit it, Steve.
It's the Wheel of Celebrities. The Wheel of Celebrities. It's the Wheel of Celebrities. Wheel of Celebrities.
Ralph Garman has joined us in the studio. Our friend Jason Schwartzman is also here. Ralph, explain to the kids how the game is played.
Next door in Studio R, we've got a list. We've got a group of celebrities standing by.
Yeah, how about a little theater of the mind, Bean?
We've got a crew of people standing by, a bunch of celebrities. And
Ralph is here.
We're going to spin the wheel of celebrities,
right.
And then we're going to pot up the microphones next door, and whatever celebrity we call will step up to the microphone and read the lyrics from Acoustic Christmas Bands.
That's remarkable that those people have the time to just be standing around waiting for us to play this game, but
most
I'm very happy about
it. Most of them are B-level celebrities who have nothing better to do.
The answer is the band and the name of the song. That's the answer. Here's the wheel. The Patriots coach Bill Belichick, Anthony Kiedis, Homer Simpson, Spencer Pratt, K-Fed, the Hulkster, Jed the Fish, Governor Schwarzenegger, Tom DeLong, Chris Angel,
sure.
Mayor Villaraigosa, and then Jason Schwartzman.
So it could land on it. It could land on any of those when you spin the wheel. Then they'll read lyrics and you tell us who the title and artist is. All right, I think I got it. Let's play the game, shall we?
All right. Spin the wheel. Say good morning to Yvette. Hi, Yvette.
Good morning.
Landed on William Shatner, who will be doing a reading of lyrics from one song, and you need to tell us what it is.
Okay.
All right, listen up, Yvette. Here's Bill Shatner.
What follows me as the whitest lace of light will swallow. Oh, just begs to be imbrued. What follows has led me to this place where I belong with all erased.
What band, what song, Yvette?
Is it Rise Against?
It is not.
Sorry. That's,
we were looking for AFI Girls Not Gray that time, but thank you for playing. Get it right. You go into the drawing to win the tickets. Let's spin the wheel again, Kevin, and we'll bring up Sandra on the air on line two. Hi, Sandra. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready to play?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. The wheel has landed on Anthony Kiedis. So Anthony Kiedis will now be doing the lyrics from a band that's playing, and you need to tell us what band and song title.
Let's go, baby.
Oh, don't hold me up now. I can't stand on my own. I don't need your help now. You will let me down, 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 California.
All right, I think you may have added the California part there, Anthony. What band, what song?
Three Rise.
You're going to
what?
Okay. Rise
Again?
Yes.
Bear of the Refugees?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Well done.
Nobody has ever received more help.
Nope.
Poorly.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Or
right,
had a tougher clue either. That was a rough one. Yeah. That was hard to get.
It was, but the
lyrics are so recognizable.
If you can hear our Anthony in the drawing, thank you for playing. Let's try Matt. He's on line three as we spin the wheel. It's the Wheel of Celebrity Voices. We're playing for acoustic Christmas tickets. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Hey, Homer Simpson is going to read you the lyrics, and then you need to tell us the band and song title.
I hung my guns and put them away. Oh, yeah. The trick of the trade. And, by the way, oh, yeah, California, I'm fine.
Yeah.
He's got nothing. He's got nothing. That was Check My Brain, the latest from Alice in Chains.
This This game is always funny to me because
that's stupid.
I don't really listen to lyrics, and so when you read those, you go, "I wouldn't know."
No idea.
I wouldn't know either.
I heard that song 5,000 times. I wouldn't know.
Let's try Lewis, line 4 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Lewis, you ready to play?
Hey, yeah. What's going on, guys?
Here we go.
Are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, because I'm at work right now.
Oh, you can't pick it up. Okay. It landed on Tom DeLonge.
Right on.
How about that? Here you go.
4 a fortune, he'd quit. But it's hard to admit how it ends and begins. On his face, a map of the world. A map of the world. On his face, a map of the world.
What?
That's the great Tom DeLonge from Blink 182 and Angels and Airways. What song was he singing?
Oh, dude. I know it's 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God. Yesterday? No, wait.
I'm going to go...
From Yesterday?
Yes! I would not have predicted that.
Wow. I would have guaranteed that guy was going to get it wrong.
That was incredible.
All right.
All right, I think we got time for one more.
Oh, look, it's landed on Jason Schwartzman.
Oh, what? No, no. Are you kidding me?
What are the chances of that?
Luckily, I do a Jason Schwartzman.
That's good news.
Can I hear it?
Hey, CJ.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, here's Jason Schwartzman.
All right, I'm going to just do this pretty simply for you. I'm going to make it real easy.
All right.
This world will never be what I expected. And if I don't belong, who would have guessed it?
That doesn't sound anything like Jason Schwartzman,
by the way. It doesn't, Ralph. You need to work on that. Really, I think that was...
Title and artist. Oh, what do you think, CJ?
Oh, I don't know. Is it AFI Medicaid?
No, sure isn't. Never too late. We're looking for 3 days grace that time. This world will never be
what Can we do expect. One more? Because I insist.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do one more.
Well, it doesn't sound like a question then.
All right, good. Let's go to Vicky.
Can we do one more?
Hi, Kevin Bean.
How are you? Oh, look,
good,
it landed on
you?
Coach Bill Belichick. What a surprise.
Yes! Yes! Oh,
from the New England Patriots. Not generally a happy man to be on this program, but hi, Coach. How are you?
All right.
All right, let's hear your song.
Don't want to lose my innocence. Don't want the world second-guessing my heart. Don't want your lies. Take a piece of my soul. Don't want to take your medicine.
Yeah.
All right.
Awesome.
Vicky, band, song title.
I have no idea.
Mm. Oh,
we got the coach out of bed for nothing. He's going to be pissed.
Wow. Ooh.
Loser.
That was dead by sunrise.
Draw back in. I don't like losers.
All right. Sandra and Lewis are in the drawing. Who is going to night number one of the Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 concert? Callie, who do you got?
I have Lewis.
Lewis, congratulations.
Right on.
Right on.
You did it.
Woo!
Speakerphone.
Woo! Thanks for playing. We appreciate it.
Nice. Thank you, guys.
And we'll see you at night number one.
It's the Wheel of Celebrities. Wheel of Celebrities.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll meet another contestant, another hope for Mr. Double December 2010, coming up in about 15 minutes on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat with his special guest, Jason Schwartzman, sitting in with us this morning. Hey, Ralph.
Woo!
All right.
We found out a scoop today, the showbiz news, that Bored to Death has been picked up for another season by HBO.
True.
How about that?
That's great news.
Very good.
This is a personal...
They're recasting, though. Is that true?
Yeah. I'm out. Yeah, I'm out.
Everyone else.
No, Zach Galifianakis, Ted Danson, in. I'm out.
You're out.
But it's
heard,
okay.
Yeah.
But it's okay. But I want to say this is a real personal thrill for me to sit next to you because my wife and I, when we first met, we would listen to you every morning on the way to work. I'd drive her to work, and we listened to you, and it was very nice.
She must love you because that... You know,
yeah.
You guys ever do it with me in the background?
No, I can just tell you definitively immediately. No,
it would sort of be like having a threesome answer. With you and your wife if I had been on the
Did
background.
Did she ever shout,
me.
"Oh yeah. Ralph, oh Ralph"? I yeah. mean,
is that ever happen? Yeah, walk the showbiz beat, baby.
Celebrity birthdays.
Well, thank
Celebrity
you.
Celebrity birthdays. no, but yes. So it's an honor to sit.
Well, you know, I'm a huge fan of yours as well. I was telling
you guys just kiss and let's get it out of the way.
Jason earlier. That Bored to Death, I started watching and I loved the show, but it got progressively better every week. As the season went on, it got better and better and better, and I can't wait for the second season. So, all right. Now that the Mutual Admiration Society is over, not all is bad news for Tiger Woods.
What? Oh. Really?
Yeah, he is getting some career opportunities coming up from this latest incident.
I was going to ask,
what happened?
Is there any news about the sponsors? Do you...
Apparently, all of his sponsors are standing by him for the time being.
All right.
Several have come forward and said, we support him wholly. Others are quiet, but no one has backed out as of yet. And he may have picked up a new sponsor. The people at AshleyMadison.com, which, for those who don't know, is a website for people who want to secretly cheat on their spouses, has offered Tiger $5 million if he will endorse their product.
Whoa. But he's bad at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why would they
want to take advice from Tiger?
He's not good at it.
And obviously didn't use AshleyMadison.com because he would have been better off. He should have been banging a married woman instead of single girls.
Yeah.
They have to be quiet, too, right?
Dumb.
Yeah. Dumb. Also, Vivid Entertainment, the porn company, is offering $1 million to any woman who has proof that she was a lover of Tiger Woods and will sign a contract with the studio. So they're looking for new Vivid girls who have been with Tiger. So if you know anybody, pass the word along. $1 million.
I'm going to send some, I'll text some people.
For $1 million, I'd sleep with Tiger Woods.
Not that kind of money. I got an email yesterday from one of our black listeners, Ralph, who said, this is why you don't have affairs with white women, because they can't shut the F up. Black women know how to keep it on the down low, so they keep getting paid.
Oh, I see. Once again, the whitey. Whitey's bad. That's what you're
That's exactly
me.
Right, yes.
It's so tired of that stereotype. It's hard to be a white man in America.
It is.
Yeah. Man always keeping you down. Natalie Portman's got a new movie opening up this weekend. It's called Brothers.
I wouldn't go see it, though. I mean, I would see the Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Me, too. That's what I'd go see. Yeah. Sure, Brothers is good. Right, but does it have a badger in it? No. Natalie Portman says, although she seems like a goody-goody, she's had her share of wild times, she claims in an interview with Marie Claire magazine. She said she got drunk when she was at Harvard. Oh, no, you didn't.
Wow.
You're a mad woman.
Well, that's crazy behavior in college.
She also experimented with, wait for it, pot.
What?
Yes.
Oh.
It's true.
Is that the whole story?
I am shattered. My illusions of Natalie Portman.
There's no... That's not wild.
No, not so much.
Hey, Mr. Schwartzman, you're young Hollywood. You ever date Natalie Portman?
What kind of question is that?
Really? Because Jason Schwartzman could have. That's why I'm asking.
No, I don't think that I could have.
She didn't work her way through SAG.
No, but I'm just saying Jason Schwartzman's the kind of guy along the way, you know, movie here, movie there, might have hooked up with her. I just wanted to get some dirt here. That's all.
I got no dirt.
No.
I have.
Never dated Natalie Portman. Okay.
No, but I worked with her. I was in a short movie with her called
I Remember.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And she was almost naked in that thing.
Yeah.
Great ass.
You had the best co-starring role with Natalie Portman ever of anyone who's ever worked with her. Yours was the best.
And yet, not a
closer.
No. So we find out about that. Apparently, Jason doesn't have what it takes.
Wow, she was naked on the bed in that movie, and you still couldn't close.
Yeah.
You fail.
No close.
Well, all right. Roofie, next time. Roofie. My advice to you.
Roofie Galata.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Rufio.
She's got a new role. Hollywood Reporter reports she is starting a new film called Love Don't Let Me Down, where she will play a fallen country singer. Oh, this is the best. I got Gwyneth Paltrow and country music all in one movie. Finally, a chance to ignore them both at the same time. This is awesome for me. Her husband will be played by Tim McGraw. Oh, it just gets better.
Tim McGraw.
Apparently, a Leighton Meester will also be in the film. Wow. All right, now I'm torn.
There we go.
Yeah. But that's the name of the film, Love Don't Let Me Down. So there you go, country music fans and Gwyneth Paltrow fans.
I love Gwyneth Paltrow, and I'll go see it.
Yeah. On the upside is she's got Iron Man 2 coming out next year, so.
Which looks great.
That's something very exciting.
Yeah, it looks awesome. Yeah.
Are you a comic book guy? Did you grow up reading comic books and that kind
of
thing?
You know, I wasn't as big of a comic book guy, but I would like some... Now it's like the thing where I've gotten so far out of it that I don't know where to begin. So if you have a way...
I'm a big
will you help me out?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
I'll sit you down and I'll give you all the important ones.
Comics 101.
I did a movie called Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
This
summer, and it's based on a comic book. So that was kind of like the beginning of my.
A lot of interesting stuff happening in comic books.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't talk about it because these guys start screaming at me. But
well, it'll go on for days.
Iron Man was good though.
Days and weeks.
It was a great movie.
Man,
great movie. One of the great comic book movies
so
of all time.
So good.
Absolutely.
And he was so good.
He was.
And Downey's got Sherlock Holmes coming out on Christmas Day.
Yep.
And he said recently in an interview, if he can just go between Sherlock Holmes and Iron Man back and forth until they force him to retire, he'll be happy.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so
I'd be happy with that.
It's a nice life. Today's celebrity birthday is Amanda Seyfried from Mamma Mia. Am I saying her last name right? Is it Seyfried?
I don't know.
You know who she is.
Sounds good.
I think it's like...
does.
She's the one that made out with Megan Fox.
I don't know.
She was in Jennifer's Body. She plays the daughter on Big Love. She was in Mamma Mia. She's 24 years
old
today. Big eyes.
Yeah.
Anna Chomsky, who was My Girl in the movie My Girl with Dan Aykroyd and one of the Culkins.
Macaulay,
right?
Yeah.
29 years old today. Holly Marie Coombs from Charmed is 36 years old. Brendan Fraser, who makes a living out of playing cartoons. He was George of the Jungle.
Wheeze the Juice.
That's right.
Yeah.
He was Encino Man.
Nice call.
He was Dudley Do-Right.
Yeah.
He was in all those Mummy movies.
Yeah.
He's 41 years old
today. I saw Encino Man opening night in Westwood.
Did you really?
Yeah. Wow.
You were that eager to get to Encino Man?
I was so excited.
Did you know that that's what you were in line for?
Yes.
Okay. Was Biodome sold out?
Wait. Now we know why he couldn't get Natalie Portman.
You know what else I saw opening night? You know what else I saw opening night? Remember the movie Unnecessary Roughness? I don't know why. I put those two together in my...
Kathy Ireland as a football player.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, Encino
Scott Bakula.
Encino Man was the movie that I bought tickets for when I snuck into Basic Instinct. That's
really?
Why I always have a special place in my house.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's nice,
a lot of Encino Man memories.
Yeah.
Who knew? Julianne Moore is 49 years old today.
Yeah. The best.
She's adorable.
The best.
Daryl Hannah? Of course, so is in Splash and Kill Bill and a bunch of other movies. She's 49 as well, and Ozzy Osbourne is 61 years old today. Jared! That's what he's doing right now, I guarantee you. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Yeah! It's the most wonderful time of the year. Miss Double December 2010 will be crowned tomorrow in Fullerton. Time for us to meet another finalist.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
Booby!
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
What happened?
She's got big guns, baby. She's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
Want some poppers?
Okay, I don't know. That's how we...
What
a start.
It's not necessary.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Our friend Jason Schwartzman sticking around. Oh, I wonder why.
Maybe
it's because the beautiful Jessica has joined us. Miss Double December 2010. Hello. Hopeful from Tustin, 26 years old. Hi, Jessica. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
You are the final. You're the ninth girl that we've met this week. It's been cool having you all come by the studio. And we'd like to start by asking, why are you vying for the crown this year?
I was kind of coerced into doing it.
Yes, that's the answer of everyone.
You should totally do this.
I think that's about, she gets to go to all of the concerts for free and everything else. And so they're like, hey, if you were to do that, then I could
come with
be
you.
Your plus one. I just wonder, is it usually like a boyfriend that coerces because they want to be able to then say, hey, I'm dating Miss Double December? I wonder if that has something to do with it.
Is this a boyfriend or just a friend?
Yes.
Boyfriend.
It's a boyfriend.
All right. Now, you list your occupation as a nurse. Mm-hmm. I've been to a lot of hospitals. And there's no nurses that look
never.
Like
never. Never.
There are. You haven't been to the right ones.
You're right. I haven't.
Where should he be sick?
All of the ones that I'm sick at are your grandparents.
My mom used to work at Hogue. Hogue has all the beautiful nurses.
Lisa, mom's hot, too.
She is hot. Mike totally hit on her.
What's that like being a hot nurse, though? I mean, it sounds like such a fantasy stereotype, but guys, their jaws just must drop when you walk in, though, to draw blood or whatever you're doing.
You don't look so hot in scrubs, so I don't look like this in the hospital.
I disagree.
I think you'd do okay.
I need a sponge bath. What are you talking about? You're in for a head injury. All right. The celebrity that you would like to be stranded on an island with is...
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
More than Jason Schwartzman? Are you kidding me?
Everyone, who doesn't want their neck bitten?
Robert Pattinson.
Thank you, Jason.
This so your team, Colin... You
Team,
don't like
Edward.
Team Edward.
Right. You don't want the wolf.
No.
The wolf is, forgive me for saying this, and I'm in a strictly non, homosexual way, but the wolf is so hot, much hotter.
No way.
Seriously.
No way.
The dude is.
Especially after the wolf got his hair cut.
Yeah, that's what he's.
He doesn't look bad. I like the long, sexy Edward. Yeah. Spiky.
Right. Yep. Wow.
That eyeliner just turns me on.
What about the lipstick? Isn't the lipstick a little too much for you?
That's not lipstick.
He has more lipstick
really
than he has more lipstick than any three women on the planet.
Do you like? He's pale.
Pale,
though.
Yeah.
You can't go out in the sun with him. He'll burn.
I don't think that he's hot in real life. Just in the
movie. Okay.
So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good distinction.
Yeah.
Good distinction.
And
okay.
You're a little pale too. I don't mean that to be insulting, but that would be it'd be a good mix.
Yeah. Thanks.
The song. I didn't mean it that way. I meant.
Do you have skins of diamonds?
Does your skin turn to diamonds when it's in the sun?
Man.
You're not tan. But that's all right. I mean, I don't tan either. It sucks. I am either white or red. Those are my two options. There is no brown.
At least I'm not red.
Yeah, well, true. Stripper song. What song would you strip to if you had to? Or if you had?
That would be Britney, that Pieces of Me song. I
can do that. Jessica,
hang on.
I'm picturing. Okay, go ahead.
Jessica, have you done any dancing on a stage?
No.
Really?
I'm a white girl. I don't dance very well.
Superpower would be able to snap my fingers and have an orgasm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who wouldn't want that?
I
think if everybody,
that is very creative.
Yeah, if everybody had thought of that, they would have picked it.
Absolutely.
No matter what.
Sometimes you don't have time, so you just want to
snap your fingers. Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. And the talent portion, you answered the question, what is your talent? I can pick up anything with my feet.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come about? I mean, how did you first go, hey, I can pick up anything with my feet?
Well, I get home from work and I'm lazy. And so when stuff's on the floor and I'm laying on the bed, I just use my foot to...
Just reach down and pick it up?
Yeah. I don't want to bend
it. It's talent.
Can you work a television remote control with your feet?
Yes.
Really?
I can. Wow. I do. That's what I was going to do.
That's a quality.
I thought I couldn't do that on stage, so...
Okay. So what have you decided to do with the...
I'm going to pick up a wine glass with my foot and drink wine out of it.
Yeah! Wow. Okay. All right. That's pretty good. I would like to see that. Sure.
I would, too. We have a video rolling here. It's going to be up at the website a little bit later on today. So let's do that. You have wine?
Water for today, water's but wine fun. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, we have music.
I sort of have a boner.
All right, she's going to be interesting.
Pouring water into the wine glass.
Can that chair lower?
If that chair does anything, it'll fall apart.
Oh, okay.
So, you sure?
Does this chair lower?
I can try.
I don't know. Try to lower it. Our chairs are not exactly working.
Jason, any questions for Jessica while she's getting prepared?
Yes. What about whose looks of a girl would you most want? Who of other women?
If you could look like
any
other girl, who would it be?
Which other girls do you find beautiful?
I think Jessica Alba is gorgeous.
What do you like about Jessica?
You're talking to the microphone. Mike, get out of the chair.
I'm full.
All right.
Okay. Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba, yeah. Because she's exotic and dark and... Everyone loves her, and she has an awesome name.
Yeah. Where are you from?
From here.
Orange County. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What about if you could be any animal, what would you be? Okay,
right,
chair's ready.
Fine.
A fox is the answer.
Yeah.
All right, the chair is ready.
She is going to pick up a glass of wine with her feet and drink it. And she's going to do this on a video. You can see it at kevinandbean.com or krock.com later on today. And then she'll be doing it again live tomorrow on stage at Fullerton, Tustin. Look at that. Wow.
All right. And she is actually drinking water out of a glass that's held by her toes.
Wow. Wow.
That's pretty good.
That is impressive.
Something I never thought would be.
For the listeners at home, you are wearing a toe ring. Does that give you an advantage, extra grip?
That's a great question.
No, it makes your toes look sexy.
Okay.
All right. So it's just a pure sexy thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Well done. I mean, next to having an actual tail that you could use, that's the next best thing, being able to pick it up with your feet. Well done.
Beans, for some reason, worships people with tails. I don't know.
If you're coming down to the Slide Bar in Fullerton tomorrow to see the pageant live, and why wouldn't you, be sure to bring a new unwrapped toy. It's the Kevin and Bean Toys for Tatas. The Marines will be there accepting them. No other admission charge. 18 and up, please. 21 to drink, of course. And I guess the action gets started around 5:30 or something tomorrow morning, West Coast time. So come on down. And Jessica, great to meet you. We'll see you out there tomorrow. Good luck to you, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Ralph has another look at the Showbiz Beat coming up in a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, Kevin, my advice to you is to not listen to this next story.
Yeah.
This is going to creep you out when you hear what old people are doing.
When Roger gets to an intimate stage with a woman these days, it usually doesn't take long until the sexy photos start talking about sexting. You know the word sexting.
Oh,
It's been in the news a lot because some teenagers are doing it, and then they don't realize that maybe if they send it to one person, perhaps it might be sent to millions of people.
Right.
And it can go terribly wrong. This is a guy saying, I'll say you have an amazing body. You have amazing breasts. And the next thing you know, I'll get a picture of breasts. And it's an old dude.
Oh, no.
Old people are sexting.
Wow.
Okay.
Hello.
Now, I have to ask, what is your cutoff? How old is too old for people to be sexually active and enjoy it? Because the guy... Yes, go ahead.
I hope they're sexually active, but I don't want to see it.
Right.
this guy in the article that they're writing about is 59 years old.
Right.
Too old to be sexting?
Yeah.
Because you're afraid of what those pictures might look like that either he's sending out or he's receiving, right?
I don't like to think of, like, my parents. You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
Yeah, but I mean, if he's sending it to someone his age and they can appreciate him, that's okay, right?
Yeah, I guess that's good.
If you don't ever
see. I don't want to see. And what kind of pictures is he getting back, really, honestly, by the time? You know what I mean?
Well, yes, I do.
You know what I mean? Things tend to drop.
Yes.
A relationship expert says whether they're single and casually dating, married, or in long-term relationships, older people want sexual activity, too. They want to flirt. It makes them feel lively. It makes them feel young. Who did producer Alex line up? I understand she's got somebody who with some knowledge of the sexting story for us to talk to here?
I do not know. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Clifford R. Angston.
Clifford Angston.
Yes.
And where are you from, sir?
I am from the Sunnyvale home for the perpetually slow. Okay. It's great retirement home, and we do not move quickly.
Right. I understand, right? Well, Clifford, you're very kind to come on. Can you hear us okay?
What?
I said, are you able to hear us all right? Because we talk kind of fast for old people.
No, thanks. I've already had breakfast.
What do you know about this trend of older people sexting, sending suggestive text messages and photos back and forth?
Here at Sunnyvale, we do a lot of texting.
Right.
And sexting.
You do that too.
Oh, we're a horny crew.
Right.
And I sext all the time. Now,
but is it just text or are there photos involved? Because
hold on, I just got a message. Okay. I gotta send something back. Hold a second.
Okay.
Yeah, baby. Swallow my Metamucil.
What?
Oh, that is not sexy at all, Clifford.
Where was I?
You were talking about text or pictures.
Yes. Oh, the pictures are the best.
Oh, no.
I love when a hot mama sends me some pictures. And the best part is a woman can send me a picture of her legs and her boobs at the same time. I see the whole package.
But that's good.
Hold on a second.
All right. Something
baby,
else coming.
I love when you use your poly grip on me.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, my partner Kevin here feels that older people should never take their clothes off. How do you feel about that, Clifford?
Well, it makes it hard to hump that way.
I don't mind if they do. I just don't want to see it.
I want a woman totally naked when I am with her.
Right.
I want nothing but her and her colostomy bag.
Oh, man, is that not sexy.
See, that's what I want.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's not sexy.
I don't want anything to get between us. Especially the colostomy bag.
That's just not...
Put a little pressure on that sucker, and there she blows!
Okay. No one wants sexy. No one wants that.
You guys are... second. Baby... Send me some of your used underwear.
Oh, no.
Or depends.
I think I'm coming around to Kevin's way of thinking now that we've had this conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. The Viagra's kicking in. Uh-oh. I gotta go.
Okay. All right. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, we didn't get a chance to properly say goodbye to our friend Jason Schwartzman, who left a couple of minutes ago. How awesome is that dude?
He's the best.
First of all, awesome dude. Fantastic Mr. Fox. He does a voice in that film from Wes Anderson in theaters now. He's getting rave reviews. Definitely go see that. And a couple of people have asked, hey, what's Jason's new band you were talking about? It's kind of a one-man effort called Coconut Records. That's the name of it. And the album is called Davey. And I think you will like it. If you like the music we play on this show, I guarantee, in fact, you will like this. So please check it out through coconutrecords.com. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Thursday. What's going on with you?
Oh, we missed it last night.
We did.
We missed it.
I'm so disappointed in us.
Last night was the debut of Steven Seagal, Lawman. Turns out Steven Seagal has been a deputized sheriff in some county in Louisiana for like 20 years.
Really?
That guy. What would he need him for?
And he tags along with the real sheriffs and goes out on busts and stuff. They must hate that. Can you imagine?
For people who don't recognize the name, try to catch
him
up.
How can you not recognize the name Steven Seagal?
He
is a god. He is a legend.
He hasn't done anything but a straight-to-DVD movie in 15 years.
Actor of our generation. He was a martial arts action star back in the 80s, and he did a lot of movies with three words in the title.
Sure.
He was Above the Law, he was Marked for Death, he was Hard to Kill, Out for Justice, he was Under Siege.
Eating Too Much.
He was Under Siege 2.
Yeah.
And he was a egotistical martial artist who became a movie star and then never stopped eating at some point and got big and fat and hilarious.
But didn't stop making those movies.
No. He just started moving slower and doing less in them. And so he's got a new reality show on A&E called Steven Seagal Lawman. And he's a lawman.
Oh.
Listen to Steve.
That's right. Steven Seagal, Deputy Sheriff.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's right.
Does he love him?
That's right. Yeah. This isn't Hollywood. This is real life.
Wow. And he's not worried about himself being out there in the streets fighting crime.
Right.
Because he's Steven Seagal.
Right.
What he worries about? The real cops. The other cops. He's concerned for the other cops. Listen to him.
I've studied the martial arts most of my life, so I have a lot of confidence in myself. But I really worry about my own team members sometimes. So today I'm going to teach these boys some new tricks.
And so he brings them all to the gym and starts showing them a little Aikido. Hey!
What a douchebag.
Yeah, if you've missed it, I'm sure they're going to rerun it on A&E. But you got to see yourself some Lawman with Steven Seagal. It is a study in self-love, unlike anything you've ever seen.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so just want to give you a heads up. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Kate Gosselin has a crush on Liam Neeson. Apparently, she has a crush on him, and she's hoping a mutual friend will introduce them because she thinks they would hit it off.
Whoa, hey, what's going on here? Get a room, you two.
Kate says she might want to wait a little longer so he can move on from the sudden death of his wife, Natasha Richardson.
Maybe there's that.
But then she's going to make her move, and then they will live happily ever after.
Is he going to look for somebody who screams at him a lot?
Yeah, maybe he's not miserable enough in his life with the recent wound of his wife's passing.
Right.
Maybe he needs more pain.
Yeah, I want more pain. That's what I want.
So he wants her and her bad hockey hair to scream at him for a while.
Wow.
Yeah, that's deluded. Misha Barton wants us to know that her recent stint at a mental health facility wasn't a big deal.
Okay.
She said, and I quote, "It's fairly common and could have happened to anyone." You know how it is, Kevin. You have a rough day at work and you go home and your friends and family put you in an involuntary hold at a psych ward.
Happens.
Can happen to anybody.
No, that's healthy is what that is.
Once a month.
No big deal. And speaking of health, Morgan Freeman still recovering from that car crash last year.
That's one of my favorite actors. I would watch him
too.
In anything.
He's playing Nelson Mandela in the new movie Invictus, new Clint Eastwood movie starring Matt Damon. He is suffering from some long-term damage, though, from that crash. Apparently, his left hand is still paralyzed, and he's got to wear a special glove to keep his hand stable, apparently. So,
whatever happened to those horrendous rumors that came out about that time about the long-term affair he was having, and then he was sleeping with his granddaughter and all that nonsense that was happening? None of that ever founded?
No, I remember his wife found out that he was cheating on her, and she took a golf club and started hitting the car he was driving, and he hit a tree.
That's Tiger Woods.
And apparently
that's Tiger Woods.
Brouhaha about.
No.
What?
That all went away, right? I mean,
yeah, I
there was nothing to it, it seemed like.
And ABC is still coming down on the gay man. Adam Lambert has been bounced from ABC. He, of course, famously performed on the AMAs, where he had a risque performance where he kissed another dude and then made some risque movements with one of his backup dancers. Mm-hmm. And everyone was up in arms. Everybody was spun out because there was a gay dude doing gay dude stuff on stage.
But you don't ban a guy on the network for life for a move like that, do you?
I don't. Personally, I don't think so.
But you don't run ABC?
No, I do not.
Okay, well, then.
Here's the thing. He was supposed to be on Good Morning America. They bumped him from that. He went to do CBS's morning show. Now, they have canceled his Jimmy Kimmel performance, was supposed to be on the 17th of this month. And they've also canceled his performance on ABC's New Year's Rockin' Eve that's produced by Dick Clark. Now listen.
This is not tight.
If Dick doesn't welcome a gay guy on his show.
That's a good point.
I mean, what goes along more in my mind?
That's true.
I'm just saying.
That's true. I need a new host.
So he is, as you can understand, a little unhappy, but he is appearing on the NBC Jay Leno show. Because Jay will take anybody. They're desperate.
Well, at least no one will see him over there, so it doesn't matter what he does.
He has said, Adam Lambert has said, he doesn't blame ABC. He thinks it's probably FCC heat. But I can't see where this is an FCC matter at all. I certainly haven't heard anything that suggests that they're looking into ABC for what aired.
Yeah, there's no obscenity going on in that performance. Yeah. Maybe some issues or some people who aren't comfortable.
Right.
We can speak from experience when we say these big companies are afraid of the FCC and they
run viewers.
They run scared from the FCC. Even if the FCC isn't saying anything, they run the other way.
I have heard rumors that ABC is now swinging so much the other way. They're so homophobic that they have asked Ryan Seacrest not to host New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Wow.
Is that right? How concerned they are about having gay guys on their network.
That's a good move,
I feel bad for Rai, because, you know, I know he looks forward to that work every year, because he and Dick get along so well. Ryan loves Dick. Let's face it. We know about their relationship, and Ryan can't get enough Dick.
That's true. He said that.
And when they're working together, you know, Ryan could spend all day and all night with Dick.
That's true.
And so I would hate to see him lose that gig.
He's worshipped Dick his whole life.
I mean, how often can Ryan have Dick at the job, you know?
I agree.
Sure, he can have all the Dick he wants on his alone time, in his private time. But, you know, to put Dick and the work together at the same time,
right.
It's a real joy for Ryan. So I hope they work.
And Dick loves Ryan as well. So.
Absolutely.
What are you going to do?
What did Dick Clark have to say?
Speaking of the man, the master of ceremonies, it is my pleasure and honor to welcome the man synonymous with New Year's Eve, Mr. Dick Clark. Hey, Dick!
Thank you, Ryan, very, very much. I'm nice and warm.
They're like peanut butter and jelly, those two.
He's nice
Batman and Robin, Butch and Sundance. One of the great showbiz teams, Ryan and Dick.
Hate to see them splitting up.
Ryan Seacrest and Dick.
Yep.
They belong together.
You're right.
Today's celebrity birthdays: Ozzy Osbourne, 61. Daryl Hannah's 49. Julianne Moore is also 49. Brendan Fraser is 50. Excuse me, he's not at all. He's 41 years old. Holly Marie Combs from Charmed is 36. Anna Chomsky is 29. Amanda Seyfried is 24 years old today. And Jake T. Austin from Wizards of Waverly Place is 15 years old today. That one's for Bean.
Yeah.
Because I know he loves the Wizards.
Surprised he didn't give him the bell.
I'm more of a Jonas Brothers man, but go ahead.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. It's the Kevin and Bean Show tomorrow morning, an all-new show. It will be broadcast live from the Slide Bar in Fullerton. And we're going to have a pageant, and we're going to name Miss Double December for 2010.
Yeah.
It's free to come down, but bring an unwrapped toy, a new unwrapped toy. It's for Toys for Tatas, and the Marines will be there accepting those, and then that's all you got to pay to get in. And you can watch it online as well. That's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Before we make way for Kat Corbett with her 40 minutes of nonstop K-Rock, Psycho Mike, you've got an event that's going on this weekend that sounds like a Laker fan out there is going to be very happy to join you.
Definitely. Saturday, I'm going to be at the Best Buy in Atwater Village. It's on 2909 Los Feliz Boulevard. And I'm going to be hanging out with this guy. I don't know if you know him. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar!
Yeah!
Wait.
Jabbar.
Do they know it's you?
Listen, let's not inform them now.
How do you get involved?
It might be too late. I think I'm locked in on this deal.
What?
But I'm going to be spending the day with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at the Best Buy in Atwater Village from 1:30 p.m. on. So come down and visit. In fact, here's a cool chance brought to you by HP. You can visit nba.com/HP for details, by the way, on the event. A big Laker fan, caller 20 right now, will get a special chance to hang out in the green room and get a personal meet and greet with Mr. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Wow. He's such a legend. He's one of those guys you never think you'll ever meet, hang out with, anything. See? And what are you doing with him?
Call him Lou Alcindor when you meet him. He likes that.
He loves it.
Yeah. Hey, Lou.
And he's one of those guys that's actually just as amazing
guy, right?
Off the court as he is on the court, too. So. That's that. Thank you, guys.
Was that caller 20 you said?
Yep. Caller 20 right now gets a chance, like I said, to go get a special meet and greet at that event with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
So good luck with that. Please enjoy. How about some Kings of Leon, Bad Religion, Muse, Metallica, and more? Kat Corbett's got all of that and more. 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock right after this.